This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Live from Fayetteville, North Carolina, for the first time in 2025, it is time for Woodpeckers baseball. Tonight, a preseason exhibition between the High A Asheville Tourists and your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. It is fantastic to be with you once again for a new season. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, joined by the second half of our broadcast crew this year, Ryan Zimmerman. It's not opening night just yet, but tonight, an audio-only broadcast of the Battle of the Vils, a matchup that will help proceeds out in Western Carolina, benefiting our friends who are suffering from hurricane recovery efforts. And tonight, baseball means a little bit more, and it's a first look at not only the Woodpeckers, but also a chance for fans to see some of their favorites from the 2024 season now in an Asheville uniform. Hello, Ryan. Welcome onto the broadcast team, sir. It is fantastic to be spending a summer with you calling games, and we're glad to have you. Welcome to Fayetteville.
Well, I'm excited to be here. This should be an outstanding season, and I can't wait to get started tonight.
The Woodpeckers and Tourists are getting ready to be introduced, the starting lineups. Managers Nate Shaver and new Woodpecker manager Carlos Lugo exchanging lineup cards a moment ago, and that was one of the big stories of the offseason. Ryan, no longer Ricky Rivera at the head of the club. He actually earned a promotion up to AA Corpus Christi, so congratulations to him. This year it's Carlos Lugo, an entirely new staff leading the Woodpeckers.
Well, first of all, Ricky earned a well-deserved promotion, and we're all rooting for him to do well in Corpus Christi. But Carlos Lugo earned his stripes in the Astros organization, spent a couple of years in the Florida Complex League helping out with the youngest professionals in the organization. Now he gets his first shot at full season baseball, and he's a really qualified man to take the reins here in the Ville.
And the Woodpeckers, of course, taking on the Asheville Tourists. So this is going to be a little weird seeing some of our Woodpeckers from 2024 in the visiting dugout in a different colored uniform, but there's some fan favorites on that side, guys like Will Bush and Chase Jaworski, who these Woodpeckers fans just fell in love with last year.
This is one of the cool things about this game, because if you come here as a fan of one team, you're really a fan of both teams, because the goals in both dugouts are the same, and that's to get to Daikon Park in Houston.
Absolutely it is, and we also have the Sugarland Space Cowboys currently out in Durham, North Carolina, in the International League, a Pacific Coast League coming together for a interleague series. So at the moment, three of the four Astros minor league affiliates currently in the state of North Carolina. The Woodpeckers are being introduced in those red uniforms. The Tourists are wearing the road grays. Let's go ahead and quickly run you over the starting lineup for the Asheville Tourists, the visitors. Chase Jaworski, he'll lead off and play at second. Walker Janik, former first-round pick from last year, will catch and bat second. Joseph Sullivan in center, he's hitting third. Christian Gonzalez is the cleanup man and shortstop. Garrett Gilmet at first, he'll bat fifth. Cam Fisher, the lefty, is sixth. He's in left field, followed by DH Trevor Austin. Eight-hitter Jose Gonzalez in right, and Drew Vogel rounds it out. On the mound for Asheville is Anderson Brito, the top 15 prospect last year with Fayetteville, 1-2 with a 2.63 ERA. Starters have been introduced. The two sides pour out of their dugouts. Let's step aside for the playing of the national anthem. And when we come back, first pitch in the Woodville exhibition from Segra Stadium.
Okay. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor our men and women who protect our country. Performing tonight's national anthem is Chuck Fur.
Oh, say can Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it for Chuck Fur.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one, right field, that ball is gone!
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate, he dives in, and he is saved! He's saved! He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers!
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go for the preseason exhibition Oneville matchup. Tonight, the High A Asheville Tourists in town taking on your new look Woodpeckers. The 2025 squad takes the diamond, and a chance for those in attendance tonight to not only support a great cause, the recovery efforts in Western North Carolina from hurricane damage, but also take a preseason look at the ball club that will be on the diamond opening day Friday night, 7:05 against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Hi again, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside of the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman, joined by the newest member of our broadcast crew, Ryan Zimmerman, making his way to town, and we're thrilled to have him aboard. We've got the play-by-play for you tonight. Audio-only broadcast on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. You can follow the broadcast tonight by going to the Listen Live tab on the team website. We will be on the MILB First Pitch app beginning on Friday night, and that will also be our first broadcast, our first video broadcast on MILB.tv. But delighted to have you on online radio tonight. It is a picturesque Wednesday, early April here, April the 2nd. A kind of cloudy, overcast skies, and current temperatures in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 78 degrees. Going to get to about 71 by night's end. Fayetteville starter Bryce Mayer is on the mound tonight. Ryan, he finishes up his warm-up pitches, and he's a name to watch this year, a top 30 prospect in the Astros system.
One of three on the team this year. Didn't pitch too much last year because he had already started his season in February with the University of Missouri, so he's getting his first taste of full season ball in 2025.
The leadoff hitter for Asheville stands in. It is lefty Chase Jaworski, the second baseman tonight for the Tourists. The wind and the first pitch is out. It is a little bit low and inside for ball one to Jaworski. We're officially underway. Downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, 6:36 p.m. And as mentioned, cloudy and 78 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Mayer delivers a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1 on Jaworski, the Colorado native selected out of high school and made his pro debut last year with Fayetteville, hitting .233. And next pitch, he swings and misses at a breaking ball. Good one, dove below the zone. And it's a 1-2 count on Jaworski. Walker Janik, first-round pick, and Asheville catcher is in the on-deck circle. It'll be followed by Joseph Sullivan, rounding out the top three Tourists in this top of the first. Mayer out of the abbreviated windup, kicks the leg, fires. And just missed off the outside with more off speed, levels the count at 2-2. We do not have online scoring available for tonight's ball game if you were trying to check the website, but we'll do our best to tell you what we have on the scorecards here in the booth. Bat goes flying as Jaworski swings and fouls one to the screen. The lumber ends up right in front of the Woodpeckers' dugout railing, almost even with the first base bag. So Jaworski let one slip a little bit.
Right as that bat slipped out of his hand, some of his former teammates started giving him the business. It's one thing I love about games like this. It's not a competitive environment. Everyone's really on the same team in the end, and it just turns into a funny moment to start the game.
Yeah, think of this ball game really as just kind of a final spring training opportunity for all these guys who spent about a month out in West Palm Beach, Florida. As Jaworski drives one deep out into right field, Lucas Spence goes all the way to the brim of the warning track and brings it in at the chest, just about 10 feet shy of the wall. So Jaworski sat on a breaking ball that was pretty center cut, and he almost put it into Healy's on the first swing of the year. Here comes Walker Janik, the righty.
Yeah, Jaworski just missed it. Dropped the barrel maybe a millimeter below the sweet spot, and a home run turns into a flyout.
A pair of home runs last year in a single game with Fayetteville. Janik checks swing on the first pitch and hits a soft liner right side towards the rain tarp. And it's nothing and one on Janik. Our first opportunity here in Fayetteville to see the Astros' first-round pick from last year. Houston drafted him out of Sam Houston State and instantly promoted him to High A Asheville. He skipped single A entirely. He takes outside for ball one on an 82-mile-per-hour changeup. But a Texas native, Sam Houston State kid, and it'll be a pretty thrilling opportunity to be playing in the Houston Astros pro organization. Slider misses low and outside, and it's 2-1. Janik played 25 games in his pro debut season, batted 175 for the Tourists with six doubles and 11 RBIs. Takes off the inside, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Mayer. And he runs the count ahead, 3-1. And pitch clock active here in single A, all the minor leagues, as Janik pops one up. This is back towards our broadcast location and on the roof. Fills it up on Walker Janik.
Janik. You have to think the bat's going to come along, but a big reason he was drafted in the first round was his glove. His final year at Sam Houston State, he was the Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, put up some serious numbers offensively and a big defensive contributor. There's a breaking ball that gets him to cut and miss. Bryce Mayer comes back from a 3-1 count and fans the first round pick. Janik back to the dugout. It brings the lefty center fielder, Joseph Sullivan, up to the plate. Two outs, nobody on base. We're in the top of the first, just underway, this Oneville exhibition matchup. Woodpeckers will have Villarreal, Cesar Hernandez, and Caden Powell, top three of their lineup, come the bottom of the first. First pitch fastball up and away from Mayer. And it's 1-0 on Sullivan. Joseph Sullivan, the former South Alabama Jaguar. And he had a nice showing in Fayetteville in the final month of last season. Whiffs through a fastball, 95. And it's 1-1. Sullivan batted 250 with the Woodpeckers over 20 games. He had five doubles, nine RBIs, and a patient eye. He drew 13 walks, the 1-1. Down and inside. Two balls and a strike on Sullivan. Christian Gonzalez, the cleanup hitter, would be next. He's on deck. Infield slightly shaded to pole as the 2-1 pops the mitt right on the outer edge, and it's 2-2. Mayer's done a good job in this first inning coming back in counts. His 2-2 offer drifts outside with a 78-mile-per-hour curve and missed by quite a bit. Jason Schiavone behind the plate doing the catching for the Woodpeckers today. It's Michael Brody, the home plate umpire, Justin Gray. He works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, black polos, dark gray pants. Mayer looks in, 3-2 with two outs. Here's the payoff. And Sullivan fights it foul into the netting. Tourists are in their blue batting helmets, the gray jerseys, Torres in the Navy cursive script across the chest, a Navy belt with a gray pant, Navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. Woodpeckers are in the red Ville uniforms with a black belt, white pants, and the two-tone ball cap, black cap with a red bill. There's a breaking ball that strikes out Sullivan. Second payoff pitch goes in the favor of Bryce Mayer, and he quickly retires the top three of the Torres order. We head to the bottom of the first inning, one Ville exhibition. Villarreal, Hernandez, Powell lead it off when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
All right, fans, it's time to welcome back into Segra Stadium the best bird in the world, Bunker! You can get louder than that. Let's hear it for the best bird in the world, Bunker! Show us your best moves. It's the Dance Cam.
Shaking they boobies like condos, man. I'm shaking the city like quakes. The haters blow in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's play. I'm taking the game's mine. Yeah, I witness the change, it's my time.
On the mound for the Torres, yeah, Anderson the Brito.
I might wanna say your whack raps, daylight saving time. I can dance, homie, I don't two-step.
Into the bottom of the first inning, one Ville exhibition game. The Asheville Torres in town taking on the single-A Woodpeckers. Andrew Chapman alongside the newest member of our crew, Ryan Zimmerman. Hansel Villarreal leads it off for Fayetteville. Cesar Hernandez to follow, then Caden Powell. Anderson Brito, Asheville starter, whips home a fastball at 98, gets the swing and miss. Jason Chavoni, the cleanup man. Esmil Valencia bats fifth, followed by Lucas Spence, the 7-8-9, Justin Trimble, Wander Luciano, and Max Holy, the 0-1. A little bit high. One ball and one strike. Anderson Brito with big-time success in Fayetteville a summer ago. He finished with a 1-2 record, but a 2.63 ERA in seven games, five starts, turned himself into a top 30 prospect. He clips the inside edge with the two-seam fastball at 94, running in on the righty Villarreal, and it's 1-2.
Brito, a quick riser in the organization in his first year, started off in the Dominican Summer League, and now he's starting year two in high A.
1-2 pitch, and this is up and outside. So Villarreal draws the count level at 2-2. 54 games for Villarreal last season, the Venezuela native. Batted 233, had nine doubles and a pair of home runs, the 2-2. Thought about a swing, held the hands, and the breaking ball missed outside. They do get a late appeal. And base umpire Justin Gray behind that first base bag says, no, he didn't. So a full count as Brito looks in. Walker Janik frames the pitch. And it's popped up and towards the club level and on the roof of Segra Stadium. Count will stay full at 3-2. Woodpeckers finishing 55-75 a season ago. They'll try and work towards their first winning season since 2019 here in 2025. The pitch misses down and away, and on the payoff, Villarreal works a leadoff walk. So Fayetteville has their first base runner and first hitter tonight aboard. Cesar Hernandez works his way to the plate. Another one of those 17 returners from the 2024 roster. A lot of familiar names for Woodpecker fans in the home dugout tonight, and a lot of familiar names in the visiting dugout as well. Lefty stands in, first pitch, and Hernandez cuts it a high fastball, fouls it straight back. It's nothing and one on Cesar. Hernandez, the outfielder, playing in left with the Woodpeckers a summer ago, batted 230. A lot of speed, 15 doubles. He had over 30 stolen bases. Pitch pops the mid on the high outside corner. Cesar looked at a fastball and called a strike, nothing and two.
And that speedy season was historic. Fourth most steals in Woodpecker's history, and he'll be hoping to build upon that in 2025.
Record set in 2022 by Jackson Lofton when he swiped 60 bags. Pitch outside, one ball, two strikes on Hernandez, the Cuba native. Where's the socks hide today? Those red socks with the white, black, and red rings around the calf. Peer over the left shoulder. Brito out of the stretch. Brings home a breaking ball and just missed outside. No ability, of course, to challenge balls and strikes at this single-A level, but that was one of the biggest headlines around Major League Baseball going into the regular season, the automatic ball strike system and the challenge system associated with it. Here comes the 2-2, and it scoots Hernandez well off of the plate, a fastball blaring in towards his ankles.
They debuted that in AAA last season, and I think it had the intended effect in spring training this year, but still needs some time to accumulate a little more data before you can see it in regular season games.
So back-to-back full counts worked by Brito opening up this bottom of the first. No score. Villarreal off of first, the payoff. And Hernandez drives it opposite field foul towards those train tracks beyond the left field concourse. And the count stays full.
Two batters, two full counts to start the Woodpeckers' day at the plate. They're seeing Brito really well so far.
Hernandez has been able to time up the high 90s. Villarreal on the move. High fastball is whacked straight back again. And Cesar Hernandez really battling here. Gloomy skies above our head. Little overcast, but comfortable for all the fans in the park. A lot of T-shirts in this early April. Little to no humidity. A slight breeze out towards the left center field bullpens. And no sunlight on the diamond for any of the fielders to contend with right now. Villarreal staying this time. A 3-2 is lasered out into the right center field gap. Gonzalez racing over. Can't get there. Pops in and out of his glove. Villarreal hustles to third. Hernandez slides feet first into second. And he has a double. A long at bat worked by Cesar Hernandez. He saw nearly 10 pitches during that head-to-head. And two batters in, the Woodpeckers have two in scoring position.
That is a welcome sight in this final exhibition game. Hernandez struck out 85 times last year in just 335 at-bats. Walk numbers weren't quite there for him, just 30. But that's a nice step forward in year two in the organization, showing off the plate discipline and ultimately getting his pitch.
So here's a scoring chance for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the first. It's Caden Powell, the three-hitter and shortstop. Takes a slider outside. And it's 1-0. On the official score, they're actually going to call that a single with an error in right. It was the right fielder, Jose Gonzalez, who tried to play the ball in the gap on the one hop, popped in and out of his glove, and that was just enough time to allow Hernandez to get to second. So single and an E9. Second and third, the runners. Out of the stretch, Brito throws the 1-1. And Powell looks at a slider, grab that outside part of the plate. One ball and two strikes on Powell, the liberal Kansas native. And he was a high draft pick for the Astros a year ago. Sixth rounder from the JUCO ranks. He's caught out on that front foot against a breaking ball, strikes out swinging.
That was a filthy slider to get Powell. He had him reaching over the plate. What a nice late break for a big out number one.
Anderson Brito finally able to pick up his first out of this inning, and in stands Jason Schiavone, right-handed hitting cleanup man and Woodpecker catcher tonight, the former James Madison University ball player. Here's the first pitch. And he drills this one deep out into center field. Sullivan racing back, still going. He's onto the dirt. Tries to make an over-the-shoulder grab. It pops off his glove and bounces into the rocking porch. This will go as an automatic double and send Schiavone back to second. But both runners are coming home. Villarreal scores. Hernandez granted the plate. And the Woodpeckers lead 2-0. Just four batters in.
Schiavone wasted no time. Brito challenged him with a fastball first pitch, and Schiavone did not miss it. Nearly got it out to the deepest part of the park.
Jason Schiavone had just a couple of home runs over limited time last year when he arrived at the pro level. Nearly put one out to the deepest part of the park, so some promising at-bats to start things out tonight. The long walk drawn by Villarreal, the deep at bat by Hernandez as a fly is lifted out into center field on the first swing from Esmiel Valencia. Joseph Sullivan makes the catch, and the runner will hold it second. So Jason Schiavone remains stationed, and we'll hand things over to Lucas Spence. Six hitter for Fayetteville tonight, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Laborious inning for Anderson Brito, over 20 pitches. He comes home with first pitch off speed. Spence takes a strike. It is nothing and one. Lucas Spence, the Illinois native and undrafted free agent, signing by Houston last year out of SIU Edwardsville. The 0-1 up and outside and grabbed by Janik. Around the diamond defensively tonight for Asheville, it's Cam Fisher in left, Joseph Sullivan the center fielder, and Jose Gonzalez covers right. On the infield, Drew Vogel at third, Garrett Gilmet the first baseman, Christian Gonzalez the shortstop, Chase Jaworski at second, Walker Janik behind the plate for Brito. His 1-1 just missed outside and tried to loop the curveball in. Two balls and a strike as Spence gets ahead.
Looking into the tourist bullpen right now, they've got a righty up.
Yeah, they don't want Brito to stretch too far in one inning alone. 2-1 pitch, draws a check swing and foul tip hung onto by Janik, evens the count at 2-2.
Especially in an exhibition game, priority number one, just make sure your guy's ready for the regular season and don't injure him in a game that doesn't count.
Yeah, get everybody to Friday opening night healthy. That is priority number one for sure. It's 2-2 with two outs. Runner at second. The Woodpeckers leading 2-0. And Spence strikes out swinging. Good breaking ball snapped off by Brito. Bullpen had to start warming, but Brito gets out of it under his own accord. And we head to the top of the second. Fayetteville on top, 2-0 after one.
Zero.
Our Bunkers Buddies Kids Club allows kids ages 3 to 12 years old to have an experience at the ballpark they won't forget, complete with exclusive experiences, events, special perks, and more. Memberships start at $75 each and include reserved seating for the free Sunday tickets. Any child that was a 2024 Kids Club member can renew for $65. Sign up today at the Kids Club table at by Little Nuggets Play Zone or at the Guest Services table located on the concourse. Fans, make sure you join us on Saturday, April 5th for our first giveaway night of the season. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Woodpeckers branded chenille cap courtesy of Blue Diamond Transportation.
Woodpeckers leading the Tourists 2-0 after the first inning. Oneville exhibition tonight at Segra Stadium. Right-hander Bryce Mayer winds, deals the first one home to Christian Gonzalez. And the shortstop cleanup man takes outside for ball one. Gonzalez wearing the high navy socks today in that right side. Tall shortstop at 6'4". He looks at a called strike right on the outside corner. One ball and one strike on Gonzalez. Garrett Gilmet on deck, and then Cam Fisher. This is the 4, 5, and 6 of the order. After Mayer struck out a pair, retired the first three in order, he gets a Gonzalez swinging and missing for strike two. Gonzalez has dealt with injury over the last couple of years. He's only played in 10 regular season games across 22 and 23 in the FCL. Here's a two-hopper fielded by Max Holley near the second base bag. A step and a throw over to Trimble. And Asheville with one away in the top of the second. Quickly working around the Woodpeckers defensive alignment as well. Cesar Hernandez is in left. Esmil Valencia, the center fielder. Lucas Spence is in right. Juaner Luciano covers third. Trimble across the diamond at first. Caden Powell, the shortstop. Max Holley at second. And Jason Schiavone does the catching for Mayer. Garrett Gilmet stands in. And hacks and misses at the first pitch. 86-mile-per-hour changeup by Mayer. And he's done a nice job of mixing speeds. The motion in the 0-1. Off the end of the batter, roller towards third. It's two-handed by Juaner Luciano. An accurate toss across is the second out of the second frame. And Garrett Gilmet quickly retired. 5 up, 5 down for Bryce Mayer. A nice performance for him so far as Cam Fisher gets ready to stand in.
Tale of two innings for Mayer. Getting it done a couple different ways, but still effective. Took two straight batters to full counts before punching them out to end the first. And now to open the second. Two ground outs on four pitches or less.
Infield shifted to pull as the lefty Cam Fisher stands in and takes the first pitch strike. Bryce Mayer change up. Cam Fisher, a popular ball player when he was with the Woodpeckers during the 2023 season. He went to college at UNC Charlotte. Just about 3 hours down the road from here. Outside pitch pops out of Schiavone's glove and it's ball one. Fisher showed a lot of power last year when he was playing for the Tourists. He hit 12 home runs in 58 games, but the average was only at 157. The 1-1 pitch is just off the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Actually did grab that corner, so a called strike on Cam. If you're new to the broadcast, yes, we have lots of train horns here at Segra Stadium. 1-2 pitch is dumped foul into the screen. Train tracks down the left field side, Ryan. Train tracks over the right field wall as well. So you're going to have to get your earmuffs every once in a while.
Oh, believe me, this is nothing new to me.
Train's rolling around. Gary, Indiana, where you used to call games. 2-2 pitch. That's fouled into the screen.
Yeah, right beyond the left field, left center field wall, the South Shore line back there.
Yeah, you were working in the American Association before you come to the Carolina League, doing some Vermont women's basketball as well. So going from basketball season to baseball season. The 2-2 pitch coming home. And it's down in the dirt, chased and missed by Fisher. The block by Schiavone. He picks up, throws down the first baseline, and completes the strikeout on the 2-3 putout. Bryce Mayer has retired all six tourists he's faced tonight. He has fanned three of them and takes a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the second when we return.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. All right, fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house.
You never take advice. So back on the mound for the Taurus, Anderson Brito. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 27, Justin Trimble.
Two nothing Woodpeckers in the bottom of the second inning. Oneville exhibition matchup opening night on Friday. Anderson Brito begins his second inning of work and misses down below the zone for ball one to Justin Trimble. Trimble, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Woodpeckers, batting seventh tonight. Wander Luciano on deck, and then Max Holy. So the bottom three here against Brito, the 1-0, is called to strike. Whipped it home at 93. He's got the two-seam fastball, the four-seam fastball as well. Brito really seeing a velocity uptick after signing an international contract and beginning his career in the Dominican. Here's a sharp ground ball all the way to Jaworski at second. Knocks it down with the body, collects and throws to first to set aside Trimble for out number one.
Brito has rebounded nicely after allowing in a walk and a single to the first two batters he faced. He's now retired four of the last five, including three straight.
Now here comes Wander Luciano. Luciano, the eight hitter and Woodpecker third baseman, stands into the right side, and on the first pitch, Brito misses well upstairs and gets through the glove of Janik. One ball and no strikes on Luciano, second-year Woodpecker. Spent some time with Fayetteville a season ago, 72 games. There was a brief stint on the development list for Luciano when he struggled over the first couple months of the season but finished with a strong September. Here's the wind and the 1-0. It is a strike. Took something off at 89. One ball and one strike on Luciano. Wander originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. International signing in 2022. He's jammed a bit and pops it up out towards short. Christian Gonzalez calls off the third baseman Vogel and makes the catch with his feet on the infield grass. So Luciano retired, and this is exactly the type of inning that Brito wanted to put together, a snappy frame after needing over 20 pitches to get through the first. Jason Schiavone connecting for a two-run ground rule double that hopped into the rocking porch. Scored Villarreal and Hernandez to give the Woodpeckers their current 2-0 lead. First pitch to Max Holy backs him up a bit, an inside breaking ball.
This is exactly the type of inning Brito wants. Can't imagine he'll throw too much more than this, so you want to get a good, clean inning, generate some momentum before Friday.
The 1-0 inside again at 94. Two balls and no strikes on Holy at the bottom of the Woodpeckers order, tonight's second baseman. A Clinton, Iowa native who signed an undrafted free agent contract with the Woodpeckers last season out of Central Missouri. Here's the kick and the 2-0. A little bit high, shoulder level on Max. Just a little bit of a breeze out towards left field. Really comfortable night. The stadium lights have flicked on and starting to brighten up the diamond a little bit. Just across the 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. On a 3-0 pitch, Holy takes inside. That was awfully close, maybe a little bit low. And a 4-pitch walk to Holy. And the second free pass issued by Brito. Won't be a quick frame after all. He'll have to see Hansel Villarreal for his second time as the Woodpecker lineup turns over.
You know, Andrew, I think that call confused Holy. Right after that ball hit the catcher's glove, he dug back in expecting it to be 3-1.
Yeah, it was one of those pitches where the hitter almost gave it away. He thought it was a strike. Brito looks over the left shoulder, out of the stretch. Comes home to Villarreal, and the pitch pops straight back foul.
He'll take it, though. Nice walk to unofficially open his season in Fayetteville.
And the stats don't matter today, but, of course, the at-bats do. That's what these guys want, just put together quality at-bats. As Holy breaks on the pitch, a wide throw skips out into center field. Jaworski couldn't corral it. Holy quickly to his feet. He hustles to third. And a throwing error by the catcher, Walker Janik. Will put another Woodpecker base runner 90 feet away. It was a fantastic jump by Holy, and I think as a result, Janik just rushed the throw.
I think you're right. Brito had all of his attention on Villarreal, and Holy got a healthy lead and timed him up perfectly.
Give it a stolen base and an E2 on Janik. Villarreal, meanwhile, in a 1-1 count. Brito enters the wind, deals. And the fastball sent straight back into the netting. Two balls and a strike on the Port Lamar, Venezuela native, Hansel Villarreal, a guy who kind of made headlines around the Woodpeckers last summer with his unique versatility defensively. He started as a catcher, but then also received starts at second base and first base as he sends a high hopper deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Gonzalez, strong throw, gets under the glove of Guilmette and heads towards the Woodpecker dugout. Holy comes home from third, and Villarreal really testing the strength and the accuracy of the Asheville shortstop. We'll see how they score that, but it's a 3-0 Woodpecker lead. They'll call it a hit, give it an RBI single to Villarreal.
I'd agree with that. That wasn't a routine play by any means. Villarreal's speed forced Christian Gonzalez to rush his throw from short. That's by no means routine.
Into the left side for the second time, Cesar Hernandez. He swings at the first pitch, lofts a soft fly out into center field. Sullivan strolls forward, spreads his arms wide, calling everybody off and making the grab to end the bottom of the second. Well, the Woodpeckers score two in the first, one more in the second. They rally with two outs. They carry a 3-0 lead into the top of the third when we come back to the Oneville Exhibition in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fans, you know what time it is. It's time for T-shirts. Get on your feet and get loud for the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss.
Off the top of the third inning for the Taurus, the designated hitter, number 17, Trevor Austin.
Trevor Austin leads off the top of the third, a 3-0 Woodpeckers lead through two frames, and now in the play-by-play, here's Ryan Zimmerman.
Thanks, Andrew. Meyer's first pitch to Austin, a fastball, catches the inside edge, nothing and one. Meyer's still out there for his third inning of work in this Oneville exhibition, the 0-1. Austin waves and misses at the low outside slider, nothing and two. This is a unique matchup right here. A couple of former Missouri Tigers going at it.
Yeah, the teammates head-to-head for the first time. They were in the same dugout last year, now in different dugouts this season.
Mayer sets the 0-2. Austin pops this up in a foul ground right side. Trimble heads over and makes the play. So the Tiger draft pick gets the better of the Tiger undrafted free agent. And Meyer is 7-up, 7-down through his first 2 1/3 innings.
Yeah, I think when you face your former college teammate, you want to try and get a strikeout. But he still forced a pretty awkward swing out of Austin, leaning out on that front leg, and he'll take a victory there.
Nobody on, one away for Jose Gonzalez, who looks at a fastball above the letters 1-0. Fayetteville's off to a good start tonight. Two runs in the first, one in the second. A 3-0 lead over the High A Asheville Tourists. The 1-0. Gonzalez looks at a fastball on the outside edge, 1-1. Gonzalez is taking part in his first season in the Astros organization this year, taking an unconventional route into affiliated baseball. The 1-1 checks his swing on the low breaker. No appeal. It's ruled ball two at the plate. Undrafted out of Texas State, he plied his trade in the MLB Partner League Pioneer League with the Yolo Valley Highwheelers. Two up, one. Chopped towards the Fayetteville dugout. A couple guys had to escape the path of that ball to avoid a shiner, 2-2.
Yeah, that hopped right down into our camera well, so a good chance for some of our production crew to sharpen their reflexes before opening day.
That's an exhibition game for everyone. The break even. Gonzalez looks at a fastball away, popped in and out of Schiavone's mitt, full count. And Gonzalez raked in the Davis, California area. 370 average, 19 homers, 84 driven in. Ultimately led the Highwheelers to the Pioneer League Championship in their only season of existence. The payoff pitch on the way. Fastball in there, strike three. Gonzalez took a couple steps towards first. He thought he had a walk. But home plate umpire Michael Brody had other thoughts. Two up, two down. Eight straight retired for Mayer.
Yeah, Mayer's done a good job of working the edges today. That's why he hasn't allowed a base runner. Nothing's been served up down the middle. He doesn't have blow-you-away velocity, but he's really been pinpoint.
In steps Drew Vogel, who looks like a fastball on the inside edge. Nothing at all. The Woodpeckers do have someone up in the pen right now, which makes sense, this being an exhibition game. The 0-1. Vogel looks at a strike. Mayer spotted it perfectly, nothing in two. He could go 9-up, 9-down in his first trip through the Asheville lineup. He rocks and fires. A bouncer escapes Schiavone behind the plate. Easy take for Vogel. That's one way to make yourself feel more confident heading into the season. Dominate the high A team as a member of the single A team. Mayer ready with the 1-2. Vogel late on the fastball, fouls it off towards the first base side.
Well, you know, at this level, Ryan, and folks who have been watching Woodpecker games for a few years understand it, but they'll promote pitchers fast, the Astros will. Mayer, if he puts together a couple strong outings like this in April, I mean, he could find himself in a tourist jersey by May.
Another 1-2. Vogel spits on the low breaker, 2-2.
It is one of the challenges when it comes to consistently winning at this level is as your pitchers get promoted, they go up to that next level. Can you have other guys step in, players from the complex, and keep a strong rotation together?
That's the fun challenge of it all, developing players in single A. Mayer's 2-2. Vogel takes a slider outside, and the count goes full. And Mayer does have one advantage to where he is right now, being a college pitcher. He had those 3 years to develop, two in the JUCO ranks and one at Missouri, and he had a strong finish to last year as well. Payoff pitch, Vogel lines it towards third, and it's fair outside the reach of Luciano. Hops off the short wall. Vogel on his way to second and gets there without a throw. Had to take his helmet off, rounding the bag. And he's in there with the first Asheville hit of the night. They've got a runner in scoring position for the top of the lineup.
Well, that one's got to feel good for Vogel, because last year when he arrived to the Woodpeckers, he had a ton of good at-bats, but he was just a little unlucky. Line drives that went directly to infielders. He only had six singles in single A. And now he finally has a extra base hit at Segra Stadium, but he's in the high A uniform. I think the Astros recognized the good contact he made at this level last year, and that's what led to his high A assignment this season.
Chase Jaworski gets his second look at Mayer. First pitch inside. That caught the knob of the bat, and Jaworski thinks it hit him. Took a couple steps towards first. Perhaps rather that was just to shake that one off. Asheville with a shot at their first run tonight. Drew Vogel stands on second thanks to a two-out double. Woodpeckers lead it 3-0. Bryce Mayer hoping for a shutout inning for his third straight. Before Jaworski stands back in, athletic trainer Eric Pimentel vacates the dugout just to check in on him. Manager Nate Shaver in as well. Both get the nod from Jaworski. He's okay, and he'll continue his AB.
think it's just one of those check swings that really wrung his hands. Probably had his whole forearm going numb. Struck him on a nerve.
Fortunately, though, he's okay. And that's priority number one in games like these. Make sure your guys are ready to go for opening day. The 0-1. Fastball splits the plate. Mayer pulls ahead, nothing and two. He's a pitch away from a third straight scoreless inning, which in all likelihood will end his night. Vogel takes a healthy lead at second. Powell behind the bag at short, the 0-2. Curveball just off the outside edge. Stone cold take from Jaworski to work the count to 1-2. Mayer looks into his catcher, Schiavone. He's got a sign he likes. Look back to second. Now the 1-2 on the way. Jaworski pops it up towards the press box. Hit off the top of the net before ricocheting down.
We are pretty protected here, Ryan. Haven't had a ball come into the booth before, but just in case, I do have a foul ball net, a fishing net handy here in the booth if we need to catch a pop fly or something.
I'll be honest, it didn't stop me from flinching. Got to get used to that here at Seger Stadium. Another look back at Vogel. The next 1-2. Line drive in right field. Spence has a beat on it and makes the catch belt high to end the inning. Mayer strands a two-out double, and he's worked three scoreless frames to open up the Oneville exhibition game. Fayetteville's got the early edge, 3-0, heading into the bottom of the third here at Seger Stadium.
All right, fans, take a look at the big board. See who's celebrating a birthday today.
Fans, if the Woodpeckers score a run this inning, take your ticket stump to Culver's to redeem your off prize.
So far, so good for the Woodpeckers tonight in this Oneville exhibition game. Three runs in the first two innings, and Bryce Mayer has helped them stand up. 3-0 the score as we head to the bottom of the third. Anderson Brito returns to the mound for the Tourists to face the heart of the Fayetteville order. Caden Powell, Jason Schiavone, and Esmiel Valencia. Ryan Zimmerman with you alongside Andrew Chapman in the press box at Seger Stadium. A nice way to unofficially open the 2025 campaign. Powell steps in, first pitch to him, a slider low and outside. Pops in and out of Janik's glove, 1-0.
We have the Guardians affiliate coming to town for opening weekend action. Lynchburg Hillcats Friday night.
Brito in the windup, the 1-0. Same pitch, missed in the same spot, 2-0. And that's a rarity at the affiliated level, a three-game series. Depending on how you want to count them, the Woodpeckers only have two this year.
Yeah, just around the All-Star break, I believe, and opening weekend.
Powell fouls off a 2-0 fastball. Brito earned a strike. And I say depending on how you count them, because the Woodpeckers do have a home-and-home series at the start of July with the Carolina Mudcats. Three here at Segra Stadium, and before that, three at Five County Stadium. So count that how you will. The 2-1 line drive down the right field line. It's fair and curls into the corner. Powell takes the turnaround first. He breezes into second and opens up the bottom of the third with a stand-up double.
Just a laser off the bat of Caden Powell. He did a good job last season showcasing that opposite field hitting ability. Like a bunch of slice, like a golf shot, just inside of that right field chalk. And, you know, Powell, he was one of the surprises on the opening day roster for me. Glad to see him with the Woodpeckers in 2025 because he showed well in limited action last year. But he'll be a key piece of the Woodpecker lineup to start the season.
He stands on second to give Jason Schiavone another RBI chance. Brito deals. Breaking ball away. Sees the catcher ahead 1-0. 3-0 Woodpeckers. Two of those runs came off Schiavone's bat in the bottom of the first. An automatic double to the porch seats in center field. A look back to second, the 1-0. Fastball in the dirt. Janet keeps it in front of him. And Powell at second. Schiavone, one of the many former college players on this roster. Powell, another example of that, having been drafted from Seminole State College in his home state of Oklahoma. The 2-0. Fastball right down Broadway, 2-1. Well, Schiavone took school seriously while he was at James Madison. At one point, when they were still in the A-Sun, he made the academic all-conference team. The 2-1. Fastball brushes Schiavone off the plate. Three balls and a strike to the cleanup man.
Got to be a smart kid if you're a catcher, right? I mean, you're always thinking in that position, defensively, offensively, where to go with the baseball.
And you're the one guy on the field facing the field of play.
Yeah.
Here's the 3-1 from Brito. Schiavone pops it high up the elevator shaft into shallow right. Jaworski and Gilmette converge. Gonzalez calls him off and makes the catch. Jose Gonzalez had to take charge out there, and he did so well. That keeps Powell at second, one down for Esmiel Valencia.
Jason Schiavone's a strong kid. We saw him with that deep double to center field, hopping over the wall in the first. Last year had a couple of tanks out to left that made it all the way to the berm. Just got a little bit under that last pitch from Brito.
The RBI chance passed on to Valencia. Brito fires. Got him to chase the slider low, 0-1. Still 3-0 Woodpeckers. Caden Powell stands in scoring position thanks to his leadoff double. Just one away. A chance for the Woodpeckers to keep piling it on early. Brito delivers. Fastball on the inside edge. Quickly the right-hander ahead, 0-2. There is a right-handed pitcher warming up in the Tourist bullpen. I know I made that comment after the second inning, but it remains to be seen how long Brito will remain in this exhibition game. The 0-2, a fisted fly ball in the right field. Jaworski on the move. He dives, but he can't get there. Powell around third. He stays there as Jaworski gets to his feet. A bloop single for Valencia puts runners on the corners for Lucas Spence.
That was a good pitch for Brito, one of his better curveballs tonight. Down and outside, away from a right-handed hitter, where you want to place it. And just flicked it the other way. Jaworski a little bit up the middle, couldn't range over in time. And that single going to put an end to Brito's day. Woodpeckers did a good job of making contact off of one of the Astros' top pitching prospects.
Manager Nate Shaver makes his first call to the bullpen tonight. And it's up to a new right-hander to see the tourists out of trouble. Runners on the corners, one out in the bottom of the third. Woodpeckers looking to add on to an early 3-0 lead. You better play your cards right, you better not ever reach. For this chain over here, I put you underneath. Yeah, I ripped that 5, but I put you 6 feet deep. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Some meals off my tours. Hell yeah,
I make some meals on my merch too. I got yellow diamond Super Saiyan Goku. These only killers on Pro Tools. Old lame, I ain't got no juice. Old lame, I ain't got no motion. Please, I flexing on these like I'm Hulk Hogan. Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, handle business. I'm on the industry and guys.
Fans, this tourist call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Taurus, number 40, Matthew Linsky.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, handle business. I'm sitting on the industry, and God is my witness.
Runners on first and third.
Anderson Brito's day is done. And Matthew Linsky, the right-hander, takes over on the mound, and he's tasked with getting the tourists out of a jam. Woodpeckers lead at 3-0. Runners on the corners for Lucas Spence. Linsky deals. Fastball in there for a strike. The book is not yet closed on Brito. Ends up going 2 2/3 innings. To this point, he's allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, but both men on base are his responsibility. 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Throw over to first base. Close play, but Valencia gets a hand back in. Base umpire Justin Gray was stationed to the left of the mound. Had to look all the way across the diamond to make that decision. Valencia's got a big lead at first. Powell a lot more conservative at third, the 0-1. Just a little too far inside, 1-1. Linsky is one of the newer members of the Astros organization, acquired via trade from the Arizona Diamondbacks in the offseason. A 1-for-1 swap, Gray Kessinger went the other way. Another throw over to first. Once again, Valencia beats the tag. Linsky had been in the Diamondbacks organization for about a year and a half, a 16th round pick out of Rice University, another smart kid on the baseball field. 1-1. Spence slaps it foul towards the train tracks behind the third base concourse, 1-2. He's a big kid too, 6'7", 240 pounds out of Humble, Texas. Linsky takes a breath. Another throw over to first. Not in time, and that's a balk.
Yeah, the third spin over. Don't see that too often. Base umpire just now realizing it. The umpires didn't actually notice it right away. It was manager Carlos Lugo who pointed it out to the base ump, Justin Gray, and that's bringing a run home, too.
Linsky, a mental error is what gets Powell home from third. On the play, Valencia granted second. It's now 4-0 Woodpeckers, and another RBI opportunity for Lucas Spence. Linsky looks back towards Valencia. Now the 1-2 on the way. Off the fists and fouled back to the protective netting. This is a relatively new rule in baseball, but it's one of the pace of play measures that Commissioner Rob Manfred instituted back in 2023. As a pitcher, you get 2 disengagements, whether that's stepping off the mound or throwing a pickoff. You can try for a third, but if you don't nab the base runner, it's a balk. That's what allowed Powell to score and Valencia to move to second. Gonzalez covers the bag behind Linsky. Now the 1-2. Spence checks his swing. No appeal. It's called ball 2 at home plate. Janik points over to Justin Gray, and he exasperatedly just shows no swing, kind of like, are you kidding me? Can't fault Janik for trying. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Spence. Walensky back in the stretch. The break-even pitch. Runner goes. Ground ball to third. Jaworski scoops it up. Toss to first is in time. And it goes down as a productive out number two for Spence.
Good pull side power for Lucas Spence and some speed to go along with it. I've always liked his level bat as well. He has a very level barrel going through the zone, and you don't see him make a lot of soft contact. Even his ground balls are hit hard. Solid at bat. Just do your job. Get that runner over.
The Woodpeckers are 90 feet away from their second two-run inning in this game's first third. It's up to Justin Trimble to finish it off. He takes a fastball on the outside edge. Nothing in one. That run charged to Brito. It does go as an earned run. Although, again, the stats don't count. The 0-1, a slider ranges inside 1-1. Valencia stands at third. Powell scored on the balk, and Trimble to this point, after an 0-for-1 start, can open his account unofficially. 1-1, a chopper up the middle. Jaworski ranges over. It pops in and out of his glove and trickles into center field. Valencia scores, and the Trimble single ups the Woodpecker lead to 5-0.
No runs in every inning. Pair in the first, pair in the third. That was a difficult ground ball to communicate on between Jaworski and Gonzalez. I think you'd like to have your shortstop make that play with his momentum going towards first base. Jaworski going away towards center field, but a tough play to communicate on.
The inning continues for Wander Luciano, who looks at a strike. 5 runs on 6 hits for the Woodpeckers, aided by 2 Asheville errors. Trimble stands on first base for the 6th batter of the inning. Linsky fires. Luciano skies it down the line and right. Gonzalez on his horse into foul territory. He slides and can't make the play. It's a foul ball. Had that been a couple feet to the left, Valencia would have scored. Excuse me, Trimble would have scored. Got a great initial jump off the bat. Would have been trouble for Jose Gonzalez if that had been fair. Instead, it's an 0-2 count, and Linsky is a pitch away from putting this third inning to bed. Trimble back to first. Linsky gets the sign. He rocks and fires. Check swing on a high fastball. Appeal to the base umpire, Justin Gray, and he says no swing. Luciano holds up on the 92-mile-an-hour heater, and the count moves to 1-2. Max Holy would be next. One of the 5 Woodpecker runs, and the only one in the second inning. Linsky fidgets with the baseball, the 1-2. Luciano pops it up in a foul ground towards the Woodpecker dugout. Gilmette calls it off and puts it away for out number 3. Linsky puts the Woodpeckers back in the dugout, but not after 2 runs came across to score. Powell touches home on the balk. Valencia scores on the Trimble single to make it 5-0 Woodpeckers, a third of the way home at Segra Stadium.
Out with the Perfection Landscaping infield drag. Just like the grounds crew keeps our field looking sharp, Perfection Landscaping can transform your backyard with top-notch landscaping and custom vinyl and fiberglass pool installations. For a home turf that's always game ready, call Perfection Landscaping today.
It's time for the Flex Cam. Get up and flex those muscles.
Macho, macho man, yeah.
Fans are flexing for the camera at Segra Stadium with smiles on their faces. Plenty to be excited about. The Woodpeckers have looked really good through the first three innings, up 5-0 on the Asheville Tourists in this Oneville exhibition game. 2-3-4 due up for the visitors against Bryce Mayer, who remains on the mound for his fourth inning of work, and his first assignment is last year's first-round pick, Walker Janik. Mayer rocks and fires. Janik pops up the first pitch to the right of first base. Trimble into foul ground and makes the play. One pitch, one out. Mayer continues to look good. He's retired now 10 of the first 11 he's faced.
And he's just doing it with the fastball primarily around the corners. I mean, really just is not giving these tourists anything meaty to hit in the middle of the zone. And he's shown why they... given him top 30 prospect status, just barely worked his way inside that MLB.com ranking right at number 30.
Nobody on, one away, as center fielder Joseph Sullivan digs in. Mayer's first offering, he blows a fastball right by him, nothing and one. It'll be interesting to see what Mayer's role is in the early portion of the season in Fayetteville. Had experience as both the starter and a reliever at Mizzou. The 0-1 ripped into right field, and that finds some grass. Sullivan takes a big turn around first, but a strong throw holds him there. Spence raced over and fired it in quickly to hold Sullivan to a single. That's just Asheville's second hit through the first three and a third innings.
And back to your point there, Ryan, you know, at single-A level, it's going to work in Mayer's favor because they have guys as starters and relievers. Usually it's a tandem system where you pair up with another arm, and 1 week you'll start. The next time you go out there, you'll come out of the bullpen to try and work anywhere from 60 to 75 pitches.
Mayer's back into the stretch to take on Christian Gonzalez and starts him off with an inside fastball, 1-0. 5-0 Woodpeckers. Two runs in both the first and third innings, one in the second. And Mayer has backed it up well in this exhibition contest. Sullivan takes a healthy lead off first. Trimble holds him there, the 1-0. Gonzalez takes a fastball down the pipe, 1-1. Gonzalez is playing at the level he was at before his injury issues. He was a part of the Torres squad in 2022. Runner goes, the 1-1. Slider low and outside. Throw down to second, bounces in. Holy can't handle it cleanly, and Sullivan has a stolen base. Joseph Sullivan got a great jump, and the Tourists have a runner in scoring position for the second straight frame. Last time they found themselves in this predicament, Mayer spoiled a two-out Drew Vogel double, the 2-1. A squibber up the first baseline, takes a funky hop, but Trimble stays with it and takes it to the bag himself. Sullivan advances to third on the play. It'll most likely take a hit to get him home with two away and Garrett Gilmet coming up to hit. For those of you scoring at home, that is a 3 unassisted. The Fayetteville infield plays back against the 5-hole hitter Gilmet. Pitch on the way. Fastball in around the shoot tops, 1-0. Fayetteville's got the lead, but the shutout could be in jeopardy. Joseph Sullivan stands at third base with two away for the Asheville first baseman. Mayer fires. 2-0, fastball couldn't catch the bottom of the zone. Gilmet, an Orange, California native, spent his college days at a couple different schools. The 2-0. Gilmet takes a strike, 2-1. Started his college career in the Pac-12 as we then knew it with USC. Transferred to Texas for his junior year and ended up being a 15th round draft pick in 2023. Mayer's 2-1. Caught off the end of the bat. Gilmet sprays it to the protective netting and Mayer's back in the count, 2-2. A pitch away from a fourth straight scoreless inning. Mayer's look good so far, but can he keep the shutout intact? Schiavone sets up inside. Mayer delivers the break-even pitch. Big cut and a miss, strike three. He got Gilmet to wave at the breaker, and Mayer is through four scoreless in this Oneville exhibition. Through three and a half, it's been all Woodpeckers. 5-0, bottom of the fourth on the way.
to recognize members of both the Fayetteville 911 Dispatchers Communications Division and the Cumberland County 911 Emergency Communication Division for their efforts in assisting in fielding. Once again, fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize members of both the Fayetteville 911 Dispatchers Communications Division and the Cumberland County 911 Emergency Communication Division for their efforts in assisting in fielding calls during the Hurricane Helene relief efforts as Buncombe County's 911 system in Asheville became overloaded due to the historic flooding caused by Hurricane Helene. The Fayetteville 911 Center stepped in to assist. Fayetteville's telecommunicators handled over 1,100 calls from the impacted area for more than 6 hours. Fans, let's hear it for all the 911 dispatchers. This Taurus call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the Taurus, number 11, Uriel Santos.
Everything has been working for Fayetteville tonight. They've scored at least one run in every inning, and Bryce Mayer has kept a shutout through four. 5-0 Woodpeckers over the High A Asheville Tourists as manager Nate Shaver makes his second call to the bullpen and brings on last year's Woodpecker, Yariel Santos. He'll take on 9-1-2 in the Woodpeckers lineup. Max Holy, Hansel Villarreal, and Cesar Hernandez. First pitch on the way, fastball outside. Holy not tempted, ball one.
Yariel, a familiar name last year. He actually through the most innings out of any pitcher at over 100, 102 thirds, 25 total games.
Holy comes up empty on a 91-mile-an-hour heater, 1-1. Something you saw a lot of from Santos last year, 104 strikeouts in 102 thirds innings.
And that led the team.
The 1-1. Holy gets a piece of another fastball, this one registering at 94, and all he can do is knock it back to the netting, 1-2.
Really impressive Dominican Summer League debut for him going back to the 2022 season and four different levels in four different years, so that's good progress.
Holy can't touch the fastball, and he goes down on strikes. Santos just overpowered him in that at-bat, and it's one batter, one strikeout for the 21-year-old. Lineup card turns over for Fayetteville, and Hansel Villarreal gets his third at-bat against his second pitcher. From the windup, the pitch, fastball right at the letters, 97 on the gun from Santos. It's 5-0 Woodpeckers facing their third different reliever in the bottom of the fourth. Villarreal spits on a low breaker, 1-1. Looks like there are a couple guys getting loose in the Fayetteville bullpen. 1-1 brushes Villarreal back. Had to lean out of the way of a high heater. Two balls and a strike. Mayer's looked the part today. We'll see if manager Carlos Lugo lets him at least start the fifth. Here's the 2-1. Big cut and a miss. Santos got him with the changeup. And Villarreal was well early, 2-2. A chance for back-to-back Ks for Santos. Here's his break-even offering. A changeup bounces into Janik behind the plate, and the count runs full. Villarreal has reached base in both plate appearances tonight, 1-for-1 with a walk and an RBI single also scored a run on the Schiavone automatic double. Payoff pitch. Slow roller to first. Gilmet down to a knee to field it. Calls off Santos on his way to the bag, and it goes as a three unassisted. Two up, two down out of the pen. Ariel Santos looks pretty good in his return to Segra Stadium.
Shift worked to perfection on that one. Villarreal put it in a good spot, but Gilmet playing off of that line. That's what you got with Ariel Santos last year, though. Just consistency. You knew he was probably giving you 4 to 5 innings. He was going to pick up 6 to 8 strikeouts per night, and he was going to have a pretty good command of fastball and off speed, and we're seeing more of that in a Torres uniform tonight.
He starts off Cesar Hernandez with an off-speed pitch for strike one. 5-0 Fayetteville, nobody on. Two out in the bottom of the fourth. Hernandez looks at a curveball high, 1-1. Fulfilled a couple different roles for the Woodpeckers, did Santos last season. 25 appearances, 14 starts, also finished 5 games. A windup and the toss. Fastball, a touch inside. A good take from Hernandez that time, 2-1. That's a point you mentioned, Andrew, in the last inning with Bryce Mayer. At this level, you can fulfill a lot of different roles. The Astros still looking to find out where you function best. Hernandez chops the 2-1 into the outfield. Jaworski backpedals to play it and his throw to first in time. Yariel Santos retires the Woodpeckers in order and shuts him out for the first time tonight. Fayetteville still leads comfortably as we approach the halfway point at Segra Stadium. 5-0. Top of the fifth coming up next.
It's time for the Village Family Dental Smile Cam. Show us those pearly whites and smile wide.
Nearing the halfway point at Segra Stadium, and it's been all Woodpeckers. 5-0 as we get set for the start of the fifth inning. And with that, Andrew Chapman takes back over on the play-by-play.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. 5-0 lead, and Bryce Mayer entering his fifth inning of work. He has the run support behind him, but he hardly needs it. He has only allowed 2 base runners to this stage on a Drew Vogel double and a Joseph Sullivan single. Now he begins the top of the fifth against the 6-hitter Cam Fisher. Lefty stands in 0-for-1, struck out swinging against Bryce back in the second, and looks at a first pitch change off the outside. It is 1-0. And they're giving him the full leash here tonight. Let him go towards 75 pitches. Up and outside, but it did grab the corner. Called a strike on Fisher. It's 1-1. Mayer will not pitch on opening weekend against Lynchburg. His first regular season game will be on the road the week after against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Check swing on a high pitch, and Fisher went too far. Strike two. Ioana Gondo is scheduled to be the Woodpeckers' opening night starter. Gondo, the hard-throwing right-hander from the Dominican Republic, was up near 98-99 in spring training games. Mayer Wines throws the 1-2 pitch, and he goes down to get it. Golfs a high fly right center field. Valencia Spence coming together. Valencia onto the track. It's over his head, off the top of the wall. Fisher hustling hard, hits the brakes after a big round to second base. Throw comes into third, and Cam Fisher will hang on for the double. He nearly put it out of Segra Stadium. Just missed a home run to right center field on a very high arcing fly. The way Valencia slowed down in front of the fence made you think that he was going to watch it go. So Fisher will hold for the double. Second extra base hit allowed by Mayer. And the third Torres hit altogether. Here's Trevor Austin, the former Mizzou teammate of Bryce. But before a pitch is thrown, Jason Schiavone will call for time and head to the mound. This will give the Woodpecker bullpen an opportunity to start up. Right-hander starting to loosen. Don't have a specific pitch count for you right now, as we're not online scoring tonight for this exhibition game, but Mayer's probably around the mid-60s at the moment.
Sounds about right. He's had innings where he's taken a few more pitches to get guys out. He's had innings where he worked to contact quickly. I'm particularly looking at the second inning on that one, but he's been very efficient with his pitch selection. His command has been working. Got a couple of hiccups, the two doubles, but overall I think the Astros have to be really happy about how he's looked in this exhibition contest.
Yeah, four-plus innings of work so far for Mayer. Three hits allowed, no walks, and five strikeouts. First one home to Trevor Austin, nearly hits him. Had to corkscrew out of the way on a breaking ball that was about to graze his belt. So 1-0 on Austin. Mayer got the better of his former college teammate back in the third inning. Got him to pop out to first. Austin cuts and tips the ball into Schiavone's glove. One ball, one strike. Mayer needs the three outs here in the fifth to qualify for a winning decision in this exhibition game. The kick and the 1-1. Austin looks at a fastball just outside. Two balls and a strike on Trevor Austin, who had tons of success with Fayetteville back in late August and September last year, batted .293 across 20 games. 2-1. Ripped on a line out into left field. Hernandez playing deep will snare it on a one-hop. He bobbles for a moment. Fisher waved around third. He's in to score the first Asheville run of the night. And Trevor Austin holds it first with an RBI single. 5-1 Woodpeckers as Asheville connects on back-to-back hits for the first time tonight. And we'll see where the decision stands with Carlos Lugo and Levin Mayer out there. Looks like they may give him one more batter. No, they will not. Carlos Lugo calls for time. And he will make the stroll out to the mound to likely take the baseball away from Bryce after four-plus innings of work.
It's an unfortunate way to go. Back-to-back hits to start off the fifth inning, but a lot to like out of Mayer tonight.
And he's shown that he is capable of being one of the Woodpeckers' top starting options this year. And he gets a nice ovation from this Oneville exhibition crowd as he walks towards the Woodpecker stairwell, and his teammates waiting for him at the bottom of those stairs for high fives and handshakes. We have a Woodpecker pitching change. Asheville is on the scoreboard with a double followed by the Trevor Austin single. Fayetteville turns to the bullpen when we come back. No outs in the top of the fifth inning. You're tuned in to the Oneville exhibition on the Woodpeckers broadcast network.
This Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 26, Grant Burleson.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing a little pretty thing. A little tan leg towards a dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party.
out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drive and big mud tires. Muscadine wine, oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Woodpeckers make a call to the bullpen with nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. Entering on for the starter, Bryce Mayer, is new right-hander Grant Burleson, the 6'3" righty, originally from Summertown, Tennessee, getting ready to make his single-A debut on opening weekend. Tonight he gets some bullpen action in the Oneville exhibition. And on the first pitch to Jose Gonzalez, he shoots it foul off to the left. It is nothing and one. Book still open on Mayer with the runner Trevor Austin down at first. He singled out to left field, driving home Cam Fisher. Cut it to a 5-1 Woodpecker lead. The 0-1 misses inside. And it's one ball and one strike on Gonzalez. He struck out looking against Mayer back in the third, one of five punch-outs for the Woodpecker starter. And Mayer really had his command locked in, did not give up a walk. And there's a strike right on the outside edges at 94 miles an hour. A Western Kentucky University ball player. Burleson playing at the D1 level. Also was at the community college level. Started at Columbia State Community College before going to Western Kentucky. He fires over to first, and Austin back in time.
Took a similar path to the Woodpeckers as Mayer.
The 1-2 is a little bit high. Called the ball by Michael Brody, and it's two balls and two strikes on Gonzalez. Drew Vogel on deck. Infield slightly shaded to the pull side against the lefty Gonzalez. Luciano off of that third baseline and Powell towards the middle from short. Burleson works out of the stretch and tucks the black mitt at the belt, throws. And that pitch is fouled off the inside of Gonzalez's right leg. He wears a guard on that right shin, but it caught him flush. And he stumbles out of the box, grimacing in some pain. He'll need a moment to feel it out. Opening night, April 4th, Friday, 7.05 p.m., Lynchburg Hillcats in town. Opening day presented by Governors Institute, and a post-game fireworks show to follow the Big Friday ball game. Back in the left side, he's ready, and on a 2-2, he swings through the fastball, strike three. So Burleson reels back, fires, gets his first strikeout of the day, and faced the nine-hitter in Drew Vogel.
Welcome to the Woodpeckers, Grant Burleson. Albeit unofficial, one batter, one strikeout, and he just overpowered Gonzalez with that fastball, too.
Now it's Vogel into the right side. First pitch taken for a thigh-high strike. One with a front-door slider. Vogel yanking a line drive down the left field line against Mayer back in the third. It just barely tucked inside of the paint stripe and went for extra bases. Here's the nothing and one. Slider misses outside. One ball and one strike on Vogel. And as we mentioned, he only had six singles, no extra base hits in a Woodpecker uniform last year. In 2025, dressed as a tourist, comes up with an extra base hit in his first at bat at Segra Stadium. Pitch inside, a back pick going down to first. And Austin avoids the sweeping tag. Get back in there.
Yeah, Vogel is proof that numbers can lie sometimes. Batting average isn't always the best metric to determine how someone sit.
Here's the pitch. And he rockets this one out into right center field. Angling to his right, Spence into the gap. Diving attempt, can't get it. ricochets off of his glove. Valencia backs him up at the warning track. Down to third goes Austin, and Drew Vogel trails into second with his second double of the night.
And case in point, those doubles were not gimmies. Got the ball on the barrel both times and caused some tough angles for the outfielders to play. So a nice return for Vogel to Fayetteville. And we'll see if he can continue that come opening night on Friday night.
Well, he's been the most effective hitter in the Taurus lineup tonight at the bottom of the order. Now the card turns over for Chase Jaworski. Leadoff man, lefty, Taurus second baseman. Swings and the bat goes flying again. Near the Woodpecker stairwell on that first base side, the second time the night that Chase Jaworski has lost his grip on the handle.
I think he left his stickum back in Fayetteville.
He may ask for the pine tar stick or the pine tar aerosol can that these guys are using now. Gets the bat returned to him by the bat boy and grip it a little tighter as he stands back in. Jaworski 0 for 2 with a couple of well-struck line drives to right in the first and in the third. Fisted here, soft fly drifting out into right center field. Nobody's going to get there. It falls out of the reach of Spence. Hesitating for a moment, Austin. He'll tag and head home. And the Taurus have added another run now with runners on the corners. Vogel down to third base. And Chase Jaworski notches an RBI single. That officially closes the book on Bryce Mayer. Trevor Austin scoring goes to Mayer's line, and tonight he'll finish with the 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs both earned, no walks and 5 strikeouts. So 5-2 Woodpeckers, but the tying run is at the plate in Walker Janik. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a foul to first. First pitch, a little bit low. And it's 1-0 on Janik. Taurus have drawn level in the hit column as well now. 6 hits per side. The 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Asheville. Runners going to second. Pitch is a strike. One hopping throw down to second base is in time. Max Holy drops the tag on Jaworski sliding in head first. And that was pinpoint by Jason Chivoni using the grass to cushion the throw, make it easy for Holy on the one hopping tag.
That's a risky throw from Chivoni right there with the runner on third, but that's what it takes to keep him there. An excellent throw. Holy didn't have to work too hard to get the glove on it and apply the tag, and Vogel has to stay put at third.
So helps put the tying run in the on-deck circle as Burleson fires and misses outside to Janik. 2 balls and a strike on the Asheville catcher, former first-round pick. Told pregame today that Janik will be playing the entire game. Will Bush expected to substitute in and play over at first. There's an off-speed pitch, and Janik waves over top of it. 2-2 with 2 outs, the runner at third. 2 runs home in this inning on 4 Asheville hits. A pair of doubles and 2 singles. Started with Mayer. Burleson trying to close it out, record all 3 outs in the inning. His 2-2. Strikes out Janik swinging. Beat him with a slider down and outside. Janik K's for the second time, goes to 0 for 3 on the night. And after a long 6-batter inning, Asheville heads back out to the defensive side of things. We're halfway through at Fayetteville, leading the High A Taurus by a 5-2 score in the Oneville exhibition.
Woodpecker fans, at this time, we'd like to welcome back to Segra Stadium, Chase Jaworski.
Join us for the first Saturday night ball game of the 2025 season, Saturday, April 5th, against the Lynchburg Hillcats. First 1,000 fans in attendance will get a free Woodpecker cap, courtesy of Blue Diamond Transportation. Gates open at 6 o'clock with first pitch at 7:05. Bottom of the fifth inning from Segra Stadium, the Woodpeckers leading the Tourists 5-2. Caden Powell leads off against Yariel Santos, and the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Powell misses a little bit low at 81. Woodpeckers bullpen is active to start this bottom fifth, so may see a new arm come the sixth inning, replacing Burleson, who got all three outs of the fifth. Santos misses outside to Powell, and it's 1-1. Woodpecker shortstop and three hitter is 1-for-2, lashed a double down the right field line last time around, and he cuts through an 87-mile-per-hour change of speed. It's 1-2. Powell, Schiavone, and Esmiel Valencia, 3-4-5, heart of the order here. A look in, a nod of the head from Powell. His pitch is popped up and out of play off to the right. Remains 1-2.
Powell got good wood on the ball's last at-bat. Ripped a double the other way down the right field line and ultimately scored on the Linsky balk.
Just a little bit of a breeze in the park tonight, gusting out towards left center field. Nighttime skies above our head now as the 1-2 misses up near the bill of the helmet. Two balls and two strikes on Powell. JUCO product, who is actually the National JUCO Player of the Year at Seminole State in 2024. He cuts over top of a good slider darting down and outside. That's strike three on Powell. And the second punch out for Yariel Santos. He has retired all four Woodpeckers he's seen tonight out of the pen. Now it's Jason Schiavone.
Santos' stuff has been working well. He's pumped that fastball into the high 90s, but he's mixed speeds just as well, and it's had these Woodpecker bats off balance.
Schiavone ready. Here comes the first pitch. And he takes low on a curve, 1-0. Schiavone accounted for the first two Woodpecker runs of the night, an RBI ground rule, two-run double, out to center field. Here's the next pitch. And a fastball clips the mitt for a strike right on the inside third of the plate at 94 miles an hour. 2-1 on Schiavone, the Baltimore, Maryland native. Grew up about 5.5, 6 hours north of here. Takes a little bit high near the letters on a slider, 3-1. Woodpeckers tonight, their 5 hits, 3 singles, 2 doubles. Pardon me, 6 hits, 2 doubles, 4 singles. And there's a cut and miss on an inside curve. Schiavone now in a full count, 3-2. Scored runs in each of the first three innings. 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 more in the third. Asheville scoring a pair in the top of the fifth. Payoff pitch. Down and outside. Good eye by Schiavone. He started to flinch the hands, but quickly held off, and he's drawn a walk. First base runner surrendered by Santos, and the third Woodpecker walk drawn tonight. Here comes Esmiel Valencia, the five-hitter and center field in his third plate appearance. And really nice crowd in attendance tonight. It says a lot being a Wednesday night. School still in session as a pop fly is drifting down the right field side, clearing the rain tarp and into the stands. Obviously, the fans wanting to come out, support a good cause tonight. A portion of every single ticket sold going towards hurricane relief efforts out in western North Carolina for our friends who had to battle that horrible stretch of weather last year during the fall. Here comes the 0-1. And a high drive lifted out in the left field. Fisher sprinting back. He's onto the dirt. He gets to the wall. It's over the wall. Two-run home run into the visiting bullpen. And Esmail Valencia cracks the first one in 2025. A two-run shot. That gives the Woodpeckers a 7-2 lead. They grab those two runs right back.
Andrew, before that pitch, Valencia asked for time. I'm not fully convinced he was ready by the time Santos started his windup, but he still got every stitch of that baseball.
Yeah, he was able to quickly adjust and get that barrel in the zone. So Valencia, albeit in an exhibition, not going to go on the official stat line. Clears the wall for the first time at Segra Stadium this year. Lucas Spence is now in. Woodpeckers leading 7-2. He looks at a pitch up and outside, and it's 1-1. Chicago Heights, Illinois native Lucas Spence, 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Infield shifted to pull the 1-1. And there's a curve that just grabs the outside edge. 1-2 on Spence. Spence last summer with the Woodpeckers, batting an even 200 over 24 games. He takes low in the dirt. Levels the count at 2-2. Three triples and a home run for Spence, showcasing some of that speed. 15 walks, 22 strikeouts as well. He hops this one softly out towards second base. Jaworski charges in, gloves, and flips directly out of the webbing over to first to complete the play. Quick instincts by Chase Jaworski. He did not have enough time charging in to transfer to his right throwing hand. So instead, he backhanded the baseball and shoveled over to the waiting first baseman, Garrett Guilmette, for the second out.
That's a heads-up play from the young kid, Jaworski. He recognized how much time he had and found a way to get the ball over to first quickly and efficiently to retire a hustling base runner in Spence.
Now Trimble, and on the first pitch it misses low, a check swing, but he held his hands. And it's nothing and one on the San Luis Obispo, California native. That's the Southern California area, a little bit north of Los Angeles. Here's the wind by Santos, his 1-0 pitch. Misses off the outside. Actually called a strike, pardon me, just off that outside edge. And Santos gave up 7 home runs last year over 100 innings. Here's a pop fly that will stay on the infield. Shortstop Gonzalez tracking it in the nighttime skies, puts it away with two hands, and the inning is over. So he kept the ball in the park as a Woodpecker last year, but the Woodpeckers take him deep here in the fifth. A two-run home run by Valencia has given the Woodpeckers their two runs right back. They're on top 7-2 as we go to the sixth inning in the Oneville exhibition.
All right, fans, it's time for the Hutchins Law Firm Fan Challenge. Let's go down to the dugout with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, hey, I have got Mike. Hey, all right, I've got Mike and Heather here. You guys ready? All right, so in the great state of North Carolina, which is where we are, you have to draw the state of North Carolina. Now, they're going to put it up here, I think, yes, to give you kind of, okay. So there is your drawing there. You have to try to recreate that. 30 seconds. Are you ready? On your mark. Get set. Let's make it do what it do. They've got 30 seconds. Can they do it? Come on, Mike. Keep drawing. Yeah, you go now, like right now. Yep, there we go. Okay. This is looking good. What you got, Heather? Okay, Heather. Mike, you still drawing? Because she, 10, 9, okay. They both are done. Camera guy, can we get a shot? This, what do we, okay. What? Oh, wait, no, it's supposed to be North Carolina. All right, that's Mike. Give it up for Mike. Can y'all see that? Yes, Mike? Give me some cheers for Mike. Mike. All right. What about girl Heather, though? What about Heather? Can we give it up for Heather? Yeah, girl, probably at its finest. Meow. I'm going to give this one to Heather, Mike. Let's give it up for Heather, everybody. Our new North Carolina artist. I love it. Great job.
Fans, this Woodpecker's Call to the Bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 18, Rafael Gonzalez. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Taurus, the center fielder, number 10, Joseph Sullivan.
Joseph Sullivan leads off the top of the sixth inning for the Asheville Taurus. Fayetteville has opened up another five-run lead on a two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning by Esmil Valencia. Now Fayetteville turns to the bullpen as well. Rafael Gonzalez takes over for Burleson, who picked up all three outs in the fifth. And a pitch clock violation committed by Gonzalez before he even throws his first pitch tonight. Automatic ball given to Sullivan. He stands back in ahead 1-0. Rafael Gonzalez appeared in six games for Fayetteville last season, five in relief and one start. Pumps home a fastball for strike one. And it's level on Sullivan. And an 0-2 record, a 6.75 ERA over 18 and two-thirds innings of work. 13 walks and 25 strikeouts for Gonzalez, the 20-year-old righty from Santo Domingo, DR. And there's a strike on a change of speed to Sullivan. 1-2 the count on the former South Alabama Jaguar, who had some good success in Fayetteville a season ago. He finished with a .250 average over 20 games. Pitch misses outside. But his 13 walks gave him a .416 on base percentage. So that's what you really liked about Sullivan's ability in single A. He was always on base. Infield shifted to pull. Here's the wind in the 2-2. Sullivan shoots it straight back, foul.
Sullivan's having a nice return to Segra Stadium tonight. 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base. When he gets on, he can make stuff happen on the base paths too.
He's just an all-around athlete. He was a really talented high school football player in the state of Alabama. Decided to lean fully into baseball come his college years, but a deep background in his family as well. And at the sport of football, pitch missed outside. It's now 3-2 on Sullivan. Here's the payoff. And he strikes out swinging. Gonzalez got him to extend the forearms a bit on a pitch to the outside. And for the second time tonight, Joseph Sullivan is sent packing.
All three Woodpecker pitchers tonight, Mayer, Burleson, and now Gonzalez, have all flashed the swing and miss stuff. All three of them have at least one strikeout. Mayer leads the way with 5-4+, but that's a hallmark of pitchers in this organization. They can pump it.
Cleanup hitter Christian Gonzalez sprays a ground ball sharply through the right side. Lucas Spence down to a knee in right to scoop and throw back onto the infield. And Gonzalez is aboard with a one-out single. First hit tonight for the Taurus cleanup hitter. That'll turn it over to Garrett Gilmet. And like you mentioned, Ryan, on a swing and miss tonight. Out of these Fayetteville pitchers, and a combined 8 strikeouts between the three arms. Garrett Gilmet is not the batter. It is Will Bush that is pinch hitting for Gilmet. So Bush entering as a pinch hitter, and we're told that he'll go to play first base, replacing Guilmette defensively. The 0-1. And Bush takes off the plate outside. 2 runs, 7 hits for the Tourists. 7 runs on 7 hits for the Woodpeckers. And here's one of the fan favorites from last year, Will Bush. Finished as a .221 hitter in 88 games. Takes outside, now 2-1. And really saw his power surge in late August and into September. Had a multi-home run game on the final Saturday night of the year. Finished with 12 doubles, 8 home runs, and a team-high 45 ribbies. There's a big hack by Bush, and he comes up empty on a breaking ball.
Got to meet him before the game. I can see why he was a fan favorite. Such a good kid. I saw him walking down the clubhouse steps up towards the field. Everyone that reached out for a high five got a high five.
He's very mayoral. Pitch outside to Bush, and it's 3-2. Now Bush, Chase Jaworski, a couple of the names that fans really got excited about last year just because they were here the whole year. You know, at the time you see a player for 30, 40 games, they do well to get promoted, but Bush, Jaworski, those guys, they were the constants. Here's a quick one-hopper hit over to first, fielded by Tremble, stomps on the first base bag. His throw to second is bobbled by Powell. Gonzalez slides safely into the bag, and there's now 2 outs as Bush advances the runner. Danville had a chance at a double play ball there, and the throw is accurate by Trimble down to Powell. On replay, it looks like it just hit him in the webbing of the glove, and he wasn't able to squeeze it. So now with a man at second and 2 outs, the Tourists will turn to another pinch hitter and call upon Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker takes over for Fisher in the sixth spot, Ryan.
Sorry to cut you off there, Andrew. He's one of four pre-planned subs for manager Nate Schaefer tonight. Kenny Gomez is waiting in the on-deck circle to take the place of Trevor Austin. That will be the third. Remains to be seen how that'll affect the defense, but the last one, Alejandro Nunez.
Whitaker swings and cranks one deep out into left field. At the start of the warning track, Cesar Hernandez, he makes the catch, and that'll end the sixth. So Whitaker gives it a good ride on the pinch hit appearance. Torres pick up the one single, leave a man stranded in scoring position, and we go to the bottom of the sixth with the Woodpeckers leading 7-2.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Sergeant Tommy Mosqueda. Sergeant Mosqueda is currently with the 618th Engineer Support Company. He is a proficient paratrooper who has been a part of many fields and range rotations. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Tommy Mosqueda. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service. Back on the mound for the Tourists, Uriel Santos. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 13, Bonner Luciano.
Woodpeckers lead the Oneville exhibition game 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Uriel Santos continues his night out of the bullpen. And pumps home a first pitch fastball for strike one to Wander Luciano. 8-9-1 of the Woodpecker lineup in this inning. Luciano, Holy, and Villarreal. Luciano whiffs through another fastball, and it's quickly an 0-2 count. Luciano tonight 0-2. He pops out to short, and a foul pop to first as well. Down and inside on the 0-2. One ball and two strikes on Luciano.
Three of the four tourist substitutions have taken effect.
Next pitch, a check swing on one of the dirt, didn't go, 2-2.
Will Bush stays in the game to play first. Alejandro Nunez takes over for Chase Jaworski at second. And Tyler Whitaker remains in left field.
Here's the break even. And it misses low. And so Bush and Whitaker pinch hit in the last inning. Nunez, the defensive substitute, putting an end to Chase Jaworski's night.
And Kenny Gomez, the fourth of those, but he's the DH in place of Trevor Alston.
3-2 pitch misses outside. And Luciano goes from an 0-2 hole to a six-pitch walk. Leadoff man is aboard for the Woodpeckers, and Max Holy stands in. Yeah, tonight the scorecard not going to be as messy as a typical Major League Baseball spring training game. Those are really wacky and wild, where you have pretty much the entire defense and lineup replaced from start to finish. And it's a good thing in those games that they have people in binoculars elsewhere in the dugout calling out the subs, because it gets absolutely chaotic for the broadcast.
And so fortunately, minor league guy is no longer the runner at third.
That's right. Off of first is Luciano, the pitch. And there's a good slider that bends into the zone, called strike on Holy. And it's nothing and two. Holy has walked and struck out swinging. An 0-for-1 night. Middle infield pinching, double play depth. Gonzalez and the new second baseman Nunez near the bag. Santos with a long pause at the belt. Throws the 0-2. Misses outside. It gets through Janik. Squirts through his glove, goes to the backstop, and Luciano strolls to second base on the wild pitch. That was grabbable by Janik, but again, a little bit down in the dirt as it clipped his glove. And possibly a cross-up or a miscommunication of the pitches, because Janik is going to head out to the mound and have a quick word with Santos. Officially scored a wild pitch. And now 1-2 count on Max Holy.
Will Bush was privy to that conversation as well, a guy who also catches and expects to spend a lot of time behind the plate in Asheville. Good to have that second perspective in there, especially considering he and Santos were teammates here in Fayetteville last year.
The 1-2 on the way. Holy sits back and watches just high, a little bit below the letters. Max, a returner from the 2024 squad, batted 167 over 22 games, but was really valuable in the middle infield. 2-2. A little bit early on it, yanks it on the ground off the facing of the third base dugout. And we remain level.
12 games at second, 10 games at short. Also spent time at third base during his college days at Central Missouri, so you can put him anywhere on the infield.
2-2 as Santos steps off and looks the runner Luciano back to second base. You know, Holy, a guy who has some community college roots as well. He transferred from Iowa Central Community College into the Central Missouri program. Him, Powell, Burleson, as we were talking about, all these guys have an imprint on the community college level of play. Holy turns the numbers away on an up-and-in curve, and it fills the count 3-2.
Bryce Mayer as well. Look at the Asheville roster, same deal. Haven't seen him tonight, but Colby Lankford got drafted out of Murray State Junior College.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Shot straight back, foul, and Holy stays alive. Woodpeckers have worked a lot of deep counts tonight. There has not been too many quick one-pitch outs or quick at-bats of that nature. Danville's led all night. They scored 5 runs in the first 3 innings, opened up a 5-zip lead. Now they lead 7-2 on the Valencia home run. Another pause and a payoff pitch. Holy a little bit late. Flares it foul over the roof of the park. Stays full on Max, approaching a 10-pitch at bat here. Really having to battle against the 9-hitter, top of the lineup, and Villarreal standing in the on-deck circle. Luciano's lead off is second, growing. Here's a swing and a line shot foul just to left to third.
Pretty much everyone in the Woodpecker lineup tonight making the opposition pitcher work. And in an exhibition game like this, opening day hasn't happened yet. It's good to see these guys are working at bats and they're not trying to force it early on.
Here comes the payoff pitch. And that's called strike 3. Good breaking ball. Bottoming out and catching Holy looking. So not the result he wanted, but he made Santos labor for the first out of the 6th. Now back to the top in Hansel Villarreal.
As we speak, an Asheville catcher is making his way to the bullpen. That's Garrett Gilmet, actually, just checked out at first base, but earning his paycheck another way tonight. He's presumably out there to warm up another Asheville reliever.
First pitch to Villarreal, misses low and away. Yeah, Gilmet, a first base catcher combo who started his college career at USC, Southern California, and then finished with the Texas Longhorns program. Santos honing in on Villarreal. His pitch is lifted deep opposite field. Gonzalez sprinting back, heels on the warning track, makes the grab. Luciano got a little bit tied up. He will not tag on that ball. And not the best base running for Luciano. He was twisting around and not waiting at second base for that fly ball to be caught. Usually fly ball to right man at second. You want to get him down to third. And Carlos Lugo doing a little bit of coaching with Lucy down the baseline.
I think Warner knows it as well. My guess is he thought that ball was getting down off the bat and wanted to get a better jump when that ball touched down. But that's not a chance you can take. And when the games start counting, that's something the Astros are going to look at.
Cesar Hernandez, the Woodpeckers' 2-hitter, and left fielder stands in, watches the first pitch outside. Santos brings it home. Upstairs with a fastball, 2-0. You know, these two sides are familiar with seeing each other in live game action during spring training. A lot of those backfield games where they either play against each other or maybe against the Nationals minor league guys who share a spring training complex, the 2-0. And that clips out of Janik's glove, a pass ball that gets through him and sends Luciano down to third. So that essentially makes up for the base running mistake. Gets Lucy into third after all, and a pass ball going against Janik. Just a breaking ball that tipped right off the webbing of his mitt.
To be honest, I think that actually makes the play at second worse. Because if you tag up, get to third, there's a chance you score on that.
The 3-0. Up and outside, but it did grab the corner. Hernandez thought it was ball 4, started to turn away and unbuckle the guard, has to dig back in.
At the very least, you give it a look.
Here's the 3-1. A little early on it. Yanked foul towards the rain tarp. Count fills on Hernandez. Torres will have their 7, 8, and 9 scheduled to bat in the top of the 7th. Right now, it's Trevor Austin, Jose Gonzalez, Drew Vogel, barring any substitutions. So 3-2 with 2 outs, a 7-2 Woodpecker lead. The payoff is a little bit high for ball 4. Another long at bat put together by Cesar Hernandez, who saw nearly 10 pitches in the first. Now he works the 7-pitch walk and stretches the bottom of the 6th a little further into the heart of the order. Here comes Caden Powell. And before he is announced, here comes the Asheville Tourist pitching coach. It's Zach Wilkins, who is Fayetteville's pitching coach over the last 2 seasons. So congratulations to Zach on the bump up to the high A level. All the Woodpecker coaches from last year, you can find at different levels of the Astro farm system this year. Zach Wilkins in high A, former manager for two seasons. Ricky Rivera, he's now leading the Corpus Christi Hooks. Jeff Calhoun, the development coach last year, followed Ricky up to double A. And it's a testament to all the work that last year's staff put in. And now they're moving on to higher levels of the Astros farm system.
It's something that not a lot of people realize. It's not just the players that are trying to make their way to Houston. The coaches are too. And you do well in the lower levels, the big club's going to take notice.
Santos fires to Powell. After the meeting on the mound, he hones in, throws the strike, and it's nothing and one. Powell with a double into the right field corner during the third inning when facing the starter Anderson Brito, who surrendered five of the Woodpecker's seven runs. Runner going to second base. Janik bobbles the throw on the transfer, and Cesar Hernandez slides in safely. Yeah, who stole almost 40 bases a season ago, picks up his first tonight. And the Woodpeckers now have him at second and third with two gone. Cap Powell in a 1-1 count. ...18-second pitch clock for Santos to work with the runners on base. His 1-1 is off the end of the bat, softly towards third. Tough play. Vogel charges in, bare hands, fires across, not in time. Bush with a backhand ricochets it behind the mound, and that'll allow another run to score. Luciano in from third. Cesar Hernandez motors in from second. And the Woodpeckers have themselves another two-run inning. It is 9-2 in the bottom of the sixth.
Put the ball in play. Good things happen. Powell didn't get very much of that, but he put pressure on Vogel and forced him into a mistake, not to mention hustling down the line to make Vogel really think about it.
Powell credited with a single and an RBI. The second run will score on an E5 throwing error from Vogel. That's the third error tonight committed by the Tourists. And that play has officially put an end to the night of Yariel Santos. Fifth-year manager Nate Shaver has walked out to the mound, taken away the baseball, and he will turn to the Tourists bullpen for a third time, bring in their fourth arm in this one. We'll step aside for a quick pause. The Woodpeckers have scored in five of their six innings tonight, and they're leading big over the High A Tourists, 9-2 when we come back to the Oneville exhibition.
Siento que tengo el mundo entero en mis manos. Lo único que tengo, mi palabra, mis dos granos. Yo no tengo amigos, tengo hermanos. Mira lo que hicimos, no fue en vano. Yeah, en muchos muebles yo dormí.
Fans, this tourist call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the Tourists, number 41, Emil Carr, Chirinos.
Se pasan de amigo, yeah, 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 mírame ahora. Diamante es mi rol y no veo la hora. Yeah, Dios, cuídame ahora. De mis enemigos que se pasan de amigo, ey, ey, mírame, mírame. De PR, pero pare con libanés. Lo envidioso preguntándome si gané. Si se ve, no se pregunta. Así que mira bien. Estamos mundial, yeah, salí de la H. Todo diseñador, drip, cuidado con el bache. Yo no fallo, una están rezando que me crache. Yo joseo, yo no duermo, parezco mapache en Versace, yeah. Tú eres feca como tu correa.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 20, Kedar Trujillo.
The Woodpeckers have scored two more in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 9-2. Chase Yariel Santos from the game. Enter on right-hander Emilcar Chirinos. He fires home to new Fayetteville catcher, Kedar Trujillo. Trujillo, a Venezuela native, international signing in 2022. Looks at the first one outside. It's 1-0. Powell, off his RBI single, leads off of first. Chirinos fires and misses upstairs. Now 1-1, 2-0 count. Emilcar has spent each of the last two summers with the Woodpeckers. Earns that bump up to high A in 2025. A combined 41 games in his Woodpecker career across the two seasons. Knee-high fastball missing just outside at 93. And it's three balls and no strikes on Trujillo. He entered on as a defensive replacement in the last inning for Jason Schiavone. Hits in the cleanup spot. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's way up and inside. Four-pitch walk surrendered to Trujillo. And the Woodpeckers continue to lengthen the sixth inning with two outs. And now it's the cleanup, the five-hitter, pardon me, Esmil Valencia, who deposited a two-run home run into the left field bullpen last time up in the fifth, facing Santos.
It'll be interesting to see how manager Carlos Lugo makes his substitutions throughout the rest of this game. He still does have two position players available who I would expect to see time tonight.
First pitch strike to Valencia. It's nothing and one.
On lefty bat in Drew Brutcher and a righty bat in Carlos Cowro.
Yeah, I think Coach Lugo, manager Lugo that is, would like to get all of Woodpecker bench options in the game at some stage today. Fastball tugged outside to Valencia, and it's 1-1. Valencia with the two-hit night, 9 runs on 8 Woodpecker hits. 3 errors have aided it along as well by the Tourist defense. A look to second where Powell leads, the 1-1. Gets Valencia swinging through late. Now a ball and 2 strikes. Opening night for both of these ball clubs on Friday. 3-game series to get the rest of minor league baseball going. Triple-A is already in action. They're a few games into their new season. Sugarland up the road in Durham tonight for a series against the Durham Bulls. Interleague action, the 1-2 is a little bit low. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Valencia.
That's really not something you see all that often in Triple-A.
Yeah, it's a brand new thing they're doing this year.
Brand new. All right.
They have the International and Pacific Coast Leagues play for the AAA National Championship, and now they're doing regular season interleague play as Valencia cuts through a low changeup, and that'll do it for the Woodpeckers in the sixth inning. But they score twice more, a 9-2 lead going to the seventh. Caden Powell's single helps bring home a pair, and it's all single-A tonight. The lower guys taking care of business as we move to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
9, Taurus. 2.
It's time to smooth things out with the Perfection Landscaping Infield Drag. Just like the grounds crew keeps our fields looking sharp, Perfection Landscaping can transform your backyard with top-notch landscaping and custom vinyl and fiberglass pool installations. For a home turf that's always game ready, call Perfection Landscaping today.
Red Solo Cup.
Fans, it's time for the last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Rafael Gonzalez. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Taurus, the designated hitter, number 17, Trevor Austin.
It's the top of the seventh. The Woodpeckers leading big over the Taurus, 9-2. And back on the play-by-play, here's Ryan.
Thank you, Andrew. Rafael Gonzalez starts off Trevor Austin with a breaking ball high, 1-0. It's been all Fayetteville tonight. Two runs in each of the last two innings to stretch their lead to 7. 1-0, fastball a little off the inside corner, 2-0. 9-2 the score tonight. Both runs last inning scoring on an infield single and E5 against Drew Vogel. Fastball up and in against Austin, 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez out there for his second inning of work. The third Woodpecker hurler of the night. Righty on righty matchup, the 3-0. Austin takes all the way. Got ready to flip the bat, but home plate umpire Michael Brody keeps him in the batter's box, strike one. Gonzalez covers his face with his glove from the windup, the 3-1. Fastball up and in, an easy take for Austin. And the one they called Stone Cold Trevor Austin opens the inning with a walk. At least I read that in the game notes.
Yeah, he was his nickname last year with the Woodpeckers, and he was stone cold at the plate. I mean, he dominated the at-bats, almost hit 300, drew a bunch of walks. Mizzou kid, SEC baseball, played some of the best in college and has transferred well into his pro career.
Gonzalez will have to go to the stretch to face his namesake. Jose Gonzalez takes a look at a first pitch fastball for a strike. It's 9-2 Fayetteville. One on, nobody out to start the second. Austin on first thanks to a 5-pitch walk. Justin Trimble holds him there. The 0-1. Gonzalez swings right through it. Nothing in two. For those of you who don't know, that's an homage to the WWE superstar Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm not a big wrestling fan myself, but I at least know that one.
I don't know if he shows up in the ring anymore. Maybe every once in a while.
Gonzalez spikes an 0-2 slider. Jose holds up 1-2. And that's the thing. I've never really been into that, but I know the big names.
Yeah, The Rock has been showing up a lot.
Yeah, John Cena just turned heel.
Yeah, I see that on Twitter every once in a while.
I don't know. I just couldn't get into it fully, you know? Gonzalez ready with the 1-2. Jose swings right through it. Strike 3. So Rafael Gonzalez punches out Jose Gonzalez for the first out of the seventh.
It'll be a good opportunity for Rafael Gonzalez to get a full season of baseball under his belt this year. Late addition, got that little taste last summer after the end of the FCL season. A big opportunity in his career in 2025.
He starts off Drew Vogel with an inside slider for a strike. 9-2, Fayetteville on top of Asheville. 9 runs on 8 hits for the Woodpeckers. 2 runs on 7 hits for the Tourists. Also 3 errors. Here's the 0-1. Vogel fists the fastball back to the net, 0-2. One last note on Jose Gonzalez. That his third strikeout of the night, albeit unofficial, but a hat trick in his first game in the Astros organization. It'll take some time for him to adjust to affiliated pitching. Of course, an undrafted free agent signing out of Texas State after spending the back half of last season in the Pioneer League, one of the 4 MLB partner leagues. Another 0-2. A little inside, Vogel held up, 1-2.
It's adjustments for almost everybody that gets to the single A or especially the high A level if you jump right to it after signing. Even if you played a high level of college baseball, I mean, guys just throw a little bit harder at this level. They control their stuff a little more, have better usage of off-speed, and it's a tough adjustment.
Vogel spits on a 1-2 breaker and a good take at that. Rafael Gonzalez smiling on the mound in disbelief. He thought that was strike 3. Instead, 2-2 to Vogel. Alejandro Nunez waits in the on-deck circle for his first AB. A break-even pitch. Vogel lofts this into left center field. Valencia ranges in, calls off the oncoming Cesar Hernandez and puts it in his back pocket. Austin scampers back to first. The tourists can't move him up. A man on two away for Nunez.
He's been the most dangerous guy in the lineup tonight, even in that nine spot. The two doubles, continues to make contact, but just a little bit underneath it. And Drew Vogel going to have a lot of confidence going into that home opener on Friday after the performance he's put together today on the road.
It's up to the newest tourist addition, Alejandro Nunez, to move him up. He looks at a first pitch breaking ball away. He didn't get to bat in the top of the sixth, unlike Will Bush and Tyler Whitaker. He entered as a defensive replacement in the bottom half of that inning. Belt high, set the 1-0. Fastball low, in and out of Trujillo's glove. Two balls and no strikes. Speaking of late additions, Andrew, you and I were trying to work it out. We believe Drew Brutscher is out in right field. Another Houston signing from the Pioneer League. He spent time with the Ogden Raptors last year. 2-0 from Gonzalez. Crowds the plate a bit, and Nunez slides out of the way 3-0.
Let's put it on our preseason shopping list here before opening night Friday. Go get ourselves a pair of binoculars so we can eye that out there in center field, right field to confirm.
Yeah, we got a day to get that done before the home opener on Friday. 3-0. That's well outside. Nunez draws a four-pitch walk. That extends the inning for Walker Janik. 9-2 Woodpeckers over the Tourists. But still plenty of time for the Tourists to make a comeback, although it would be an unofficial victory if the Woodpeckers were to prevail, as this is the Oneville exhibition game. It's still a chance for some guys to get some good tape, generate some momentum before opening day on Friday. The Woodpeckers stick around here at Segra Stadium to host the Lynchburg Hillcats for a three-game series. The pitch to Janik right at the letters. Gonzalez gets it over for a strike. As for Asheville, they're on the road. A three-game series on the horizon against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the Pittsburgh Pirates' High A affiliate. Gonzalez looks back to Austin at second, the 0-1, and they call the balk. That pitch won't count. Nunez advances to second, Austin to third. And just like that, the Tourists have two runners in scoring position with two away, a chance to cut into the deficit.
Yeah, I think Gonzalez wanted to vary his timing compared to his previous pitch, and he just didn't quite set, didn't stop those hands down to the belt, kicked the leg, and the base umpire, Justin Gray, called him for the quick pitch.
So it goes as no pitch, still 0-1 to Janik, but two runners in scoring position for Asheville. Gonzalez goes back to his windup, the 0-1 on the way. Janik late on the fastball, sprays it out towards the Woodpeckers' dugout, nothing in two. With nowhere else for the Asheville base runners to go, Gonzalez elects to go back to his windup to finish Janik off. The catcher chokes up on the bat, the 0-2 on the way. Fastball barely low. Trujillo was ready to throw around the horn and walk off the diamond, but instead it's ball one. Janik showing why the Astros think so highly of him. That was an excellent take. Gonzalez ready with the 1-2 in the dirt. This a much easier decision for Janik. Trujillo got his chest protector on it and deadened the baseball, and both base runners hold 2-2. Gonzalez a pitch away from his second scoreless inning tonight. The break-even offering. Big cut and a miss, strike three. Gonzalez gets Janik to swing and miss at the breaking ball, and he strands two tourists in scoring position to pick up his second scoreless frame. Still 9-2, Woodpeckers on top. It's stretch time at Segra Stadium. Fayetteville back at the plate to try and break double digits when we return on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Stretch, get on your feet, and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take, sing a little louder.
so it's root. They sing it loud at the old atta boy, Peckers, atta boy.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
Back on the mound, Amilcar Chirinos.
One of my rooms, I'll put it with gold. I done bought 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 carat in stone.
Leading off the bottom.
Amilcar Chirinos remains on the mound for the Tourists. He gets a chance at a full inning. And he's hoping to keep the Woodpeckers at 9 runs. 9-2 the score as we head to the bottom of the 7th. Drew Brutcher leads us off and takes a look at a strike. So, in fact, we were right. He did replace Lucas Spence in right field. And he gets his first taste of affiliated action tonight, albeit unofficially. Chirinos from the windup, the 0-1. Brutcher looks at a breaker outside, 1-1. Like Jose Gonzalez, Brutcher spent time in the Pioneer League last year with the Ogden Raptors, that coming after his graduation from South Florida, where he was one of the best players in program history. The 2-0-2. Above the letters, a ball and 2 strikes. A decorated career as a Bull for him. He graduated with the 4th most home runs in program history, 8th most extra base hits, 9th most walks. 1-2. A fastball crowds him a bit. From 0-2 down, he's back to 2-2. He did enough with South Florida, showed off in the Pioneer League, and convinced the Astros to give him a shot at the start of this year. He signed really not too long ago, back on March 25th. The 2-2. Big swing and a miss, strike 3. Chirinos got him to hit on the changeup. And a K opens up the bottom of the 7th. You can see just a little bit of a delay in the swing for Drew Brutcher. I think his eyes got caught a bit by the curveball and messed up the swing mechanics as a result.
Nobody on, one away as Justin Trimble digs in for the 4th time.
1-for-3 is lone hit and RBI single back in the 2-run 3rd inning. Chirinos comes set, the windup and the pitch. Fastball right at the knees, 0-1. 9-2, Woodpeckers lead the Tourists with nobody on. 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. Fayetteville can put up a 10 spot if they can find a way to beat Chirinos. The 0-1. Trimble swings right through it, 0-2. Trimble's an interesting case, an undrafted free agent out of UC Santa Barbara last year. Didn't make his affiliated debut until the final week of the season, and he did it in Asheville. Not too often you see a guy start out in high A and go back down to single A. The 0-2, late on the fastball, Chirinos picks up another strikeout. Yeah, late in the year like that, it can be a variety of things, sometimes just an injury at a certain level, and they'll call for a filler for part of a series, just grab a guy from the Florida Complex League. And Trimble will get a chance to kind of get some more reps at the single-A level, be an everyday player, and work towards a full-time role in high-A.
Nobody on, 2 away for Wander Luciano. Chirinos fires, and he misfires upstairs, 1-0. Woodpeckers lead the Tourists 9-2 with no one on, two out in the bottom of the seventh in this Woodinville exhibition game. Torino's kicks and deals. Luciano out in front of the off-speed pitch, a ball and a strike to him. What do we have going on down in the lower bowl?
Yeah, our Fayetteville fans, they get rowdy sometimes around this time of night.
1-1, Torino's way late on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2.
Those are the ones I call the Fayetteville faithful, Ryan. They're the ones that no matter the score, no matter the time of day, they're going to keep going to the concession stand, stay hydrated, and stick around until the finish.
I think I'm going to like those guys. Torino's ready. Here's the 1-2. Luciano watches a fastball bounce in and out of Janik's glove. And that moves the count even, 2-2. One thing I love about minor league baseball, I know this is my first time on the affiliated side, but the diehards are some of the most passionate baseball people you will ever meet.
No kidding. Every ballpark has some super fans.
Two balls, two strikes. Here comes Torino's. Inside to Luciano, and the count goes full.
I'm sure you've seen quite a number of odd things in ballparks at the Independent League as well, on field, off field, so I'm looking forward to hearing some of those stories throughout the summer.
Believe me, I have plenty of those. The payoff pitch. Luciano looks at a slider for strike three. Torino's clips the inside corner to strike out the side in the bottom of the seventh. It's a positive return to Fayetteville for Amilcar Torino's, and he keeps the score right where it is. 9-2, Fayetteville on top with two innings to play. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for a good old-fashioned sack race. Let's go down to T. Bright on the field with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got Chris and Tim, and they're ready to get their sack racing skills on. So on my count, you gotta zigzag your way through the little cones there, down, and then zigzag on the way back. Can you guys do it? All right, crowd, let me hear you make some noise for Chris and Tim. On your mark, get set, go! All right, let's see. We're going this way. Then we're going to zigzag it back that way. Go around there. Yep, that's it. All right, let's go, Chris. Let's go, Chris. Oh, yeah. Well, I say he definitely took the dive for the win. Give it up for Chris, everybody. Great job. You've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Rafael Gonzalez.
Rafael Gonzalez returns to the mound for his third inning of work, and he's looked good in this relief appearance. He's kept the seven-run lead intact, 9-2 Fayetteville. As we head to the top of the eighth, heart of the order coming up for Asheville, beginning with Joseph Sullivan. Gonzalez looks in. He rocks and fires. He gets Sullivan looking at the breaking ball, but didn't hit his spot, 1-0. Gonzalez and Bush to follow for Asheville. The only player not to feature yet tonight is Kenny Gomez. Fastball zips inside on Sullivan, 2-0. A position player, that is, not pitcher. Gonzalez has his sign from Trujillo, the 2-0. That drifts outside, and quickly Sullivan ahead, three balls and no strikes. He's already reached base once tonight, One for three with a single, sandwiched by two strikeouts, both swinging. Lefty back in his stance. The righty Gonzalez deals. He can't hit his spot at the knees, and a four-pitch walk opens the eighth. Gonzalez has flashed those pearly whites a couple times. We can make them out here in the press box, and it's all been in the same context. A little dumbfounded by the decisions out of home plate umpire Michael Brody's strike zone.
Yeah, these are the points in game, late in game, where the ABS system at the higher levels often has its greatest impact. In closer games, you need those balls and strikes to go your way.
Christian Gonzalez steps in, and Gonzalez, Rafael, starts off the cleanup hitter with a strike.
I wouldn't be shocked if eventually we do see ABS in the majority of all minor league ballparks, just as technology gets a little better and cheaper and easier to install.
0-1, Gonzalez breaks his bat on a flare behind second. Holy leaps, but it gets over his glove into center field, base hit. Sullivan up to second. Two consecutive base runners open the inning for Asheville. You know, Andrew, to your point, I'm all in support of that. I really enjoyed seeing it in spring training last year, and in addition to making for some fun moments, it's something that's ultimately going to help the game and make it a lot more accurate. Hopefully cut down on arguments that just slow things down.
I think baseball just finally broke out of its long malaise of not really modernizing, right? There's a lot of other sports around them. They were changing rules and changing the pace of game.
Two runners on, nobody out for Will Bush as he watches a first pitch fastball sink underneath the zone.
It wasn't until the last few years where baseball finally said, okay, we're seeing some ratings drop. You know, we're seeing viewers decline a little bit. How can we make this more TV-friendly, viewer-friendly? And it's involved rule changes and new technology.
The 1-0 gets past Trujillo to the backstop, and both runners advance on the wild pitch. 9-2, Fayetteville leads Asheville, but the Tourists threatening in the top of the eighth. 2-1, nobody out. Sullivan advances to third, Christian Gonzalez to second. And to put a bow on that thought, they're making positive impacts on the game. You have, in addition to the pitch clock, the most notable rule change centered around pace of play. The 2-0, fastball well outside. Trujillo had to extend the glove hand to reel it in and save the wild pitch, 3-0. But you also have the three-batter minimum for relief pitchers, limiting mound visits. Ultimately, things that I think will help the game. Gonzalez refocuses. Back to the windup for the 3-0. Fastball in and out of Trujillo's glove. Ball four. Bush got out of the way. Gave both runners on base a thought to advance, but it didn't get far enough away. Consolation prize, though. The bases loaded. Nobody out for Tyler Whitaker.
Well, this is how you keep a team in it that's trailing by seven runs in the eighth inning. Be a good opportunity here, exhibition setting, for Rafael Gonzalez to work in a bases-loaded spot. Have those bullpen guys get up and ready as James Wiseman, new Fayetteville pitching coach this year, makes the walk out there to have a conversation with Gonzalez.
One of the members of this brand-new Fayetteville coaching staff. Worked with manager Carlos Lugo down in the Florida Complex League and with the majority of, or I should say all of Fayetteville's coaching staff from a year ago scattering across the organization. The Florida Complex League staff moved up a level and Lugo gets to keep his guys together.
Yeah, that's big for Carlos taking on full season baseball for the first time in his career as a manager. I mean, a guy who started as a catching instructor in the Dominican Summer League, so a long-standing career with the org and rising up to single A. But to have his guys around him that he's familiar with, that's huge as a manager, is just in your daily preparations.
In steps Tyler Whitaker following the mound visit, and he looks at a pitch inside, ball one. A couple of guys that shared the Fayetteville dugout last year, Whitaker earning the promotion to Asheville to start this year, 1-0. That's in there, and Gonzalez gets the call, 1-1. 9-2, Fayetteville on top, but Asheville has a chance to cut into their seven-run deficit. From the windup, Gonzalez works. Whitaker takes down low on the breaking pitch, 2-1.
DeWille Almonte is the right-hander warming up in the Fayetteville bullpen, Ryan.
Here comes the 2-1. Fastball crowds Whitaker. He has to dodge and shimmy out of the way, 3-1. It's Sullivan on third, Christian Gonzalez on second, and Bush at first for Rafael Gonzalez to work out of, and we'll see how long a leash he has. The 3-1. Whitaker looks at a fastball inside, ball four, and that walks in a run. Asheville goes station to station. Sullivan scores on the base on balls. Christian Gonzalez to third, Bush to second. Bases remain loaded, still nobody out for Trevor Alston.
Now Tyler, the Whitakers, great baseball family based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. You got to meet Tyler today. We ran into him at the coffee shop down the street. He was getting his afternoon caffeine fix. But Tyler been in the system since 2020 when he was drafted. A younger brother of his, James, getting ready to play college baseball at Northwestern. So a lot of baseball athleticism in the Whitaker family.
Manager Carlos Lugo goes out to the mound, and that is it for Rafael Gonzalez. He gives high fives to the catcher Trujillo and the four infielders to surround him, and he walks off the mound to the Fayetteville dugout to a round of applause. It'll be up to DeWille Almonte to get Fayetteville out of this jam, and don't look now. Asheville has a shot to cut into the deficit. 9-3 Fayetteville. Still nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is courtesy of Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number one, DeWille Almonte.
Buscarte. Ahora que me encuentro solo me doy cuenta de quién soy. Tuve que pasar por mucho para llegar a donde estoy. Mataron muchos hermanos y sé que un día me voy. Así que si todo lo que tengo es hoy, Diosito te doy gracias. Me has bendecido con tu gracia. Has sido luz en mi desgracia. A mí me ha protegido de este mundo que es una falacia. Por eso te doy gracias. Me has bendecido con tu gracia. Este mundo es una falacia. Yo todo te lo debo. Usted me ha salvado de mil desgracias.
It's up to DeWille Almonte to get Fayetteville out of one of the rare jams they've seen tonight. Three on, still nobody out for the Asheville Tourists, but the Woodpeckers still lead it 9-3. In steps Trevor Alston to face him. Almonte's first offering, a breaking ball, finds a spot at the letters, 0-1. This inning started with a Joseph Sullivan walk. Christian Gonzalez moved him up to second on a single before back-to-back free passes to Will Bush and Tyler Whitaker brought home a run. The 0-1. Whitaker sprays it to the backstop, nothing and two. The line not official for Gonzalez just yet. All three runners on base, his responsibility. He ends up going two plus, allowing one run on two hits. Four walks, two strikeouts. The 0-2. Sprayed into center field. Valencia on his horse. He can't get there. It falls for a base hit. Christian Gonzalez scores. Everyone else stays put after one bag. Once again, Asheville goes station to station, and they find themselves down by five. It's 9-4 Fayetteville.
Yeah, well, five men have stepped to the plate. Five men have reached base. And at this stage, the tying run reaches the on-deck circle. So right now, I mean, ground ball would be your best friend. Just try and pick up a double play if you can. Sacrifice another run. See if Almonte can get it.
Still plenty of work to shovel out of this hole as Jose Gonzalez comes up, offers it the first pitch, and lifts it over the Asheville dugout on the third base side. First pitch strikes will certainly help the cause. 9-4 Fayetteville. Every base occupied by a tourist. Bush at third, Whitaker at second, and newly Austin at first. Gonzalez taps the 0-1 foul up the first base line. Trimble gloves it in foul ground and flips it back into the dugout, 0-2. Almonte, five pitches, they've all been strikes. But one of them very hittable, that was Austin's RBI single. Gonzalez chokes up on the bat as Almonte gets his sign from Trujillo. Slow windup, now the 0-2. Line shot in a right field. Brutcher dives and hauls it in. Bush tags from third. Everyone else stays put. The Woodpeckers trade the run for an out thanks to an excellent catch out in right field. Welcome to Fayetteville, Drew Brutcher. It's 9-5 Woodpeckers.
Yeah, I mean, at the plate, he struck out a first appearance, but and make up with it, the great defensive play. You know, Brutcher, he's a big guy. What's he stand out there? What's he registered as on the roster? 6'5". Yeah, so he can close ground quick. Big strides and was able to make a great angle on a searing line drive.
The bases are no longer loaded, but three tourists have scored in the inning. It's 9-5 Fayetteville on top as Almonte records out number one. In steps Drew Vogel as he takes a slider at the knees for a strike. Sullivan, Christian Gonzalez, and Will Bush have all scored. Whitaker stays at second. Austin at first for the nine-hole hitter. Pitch on its way. Almonte can't quite locate his bender. 1-1. Safe to say the fans don't like that call all that much. Almonte has to go back into the stretch with nobody on third. A look back to the lead runner, Whitaker, the 1-1. Check swing, appeal to base umpire Justin Gray, and he said Vogel held up. Trujillo behind the plate, his head instinctively snapped back. As soon as Gray made his call, he had an instant reaction. Almonte now behind to an Asheville hitter for the first time this outing. 2-1. Big cut and a miss. Ball pops in and out of Trujillo's glove up the first base line, but no thought for either tourist on base to move up. Two balls, two strikes against the nine-hitter Vogel. 2-for-3 today, two doubles and a flyout. He's hit the ball hard all three times. And Almonte trying to punch him out for the second out of the inning. A look back to the bag, the 2-2. Line drive in a right field. Brutcher races back. In front of the track, he leaps and hauls it in. Whitaker tags. He reaches third. Austin holds at first. Two straight batters, two straight acrobatic catches in right field. Brutcher is making an excellent first impression in this Oneville exhibition game.
Yeah, boy, without a couple of solid catches, I mean, we're talking about a ball game that the tourists are maybe leveling up at this point. So a play coming in to his right, going back towards the warning track. I mean, these are tough angles that Brutcher is taking. And he's turning into a defensive MVP tonight.
He's bailed Almonte out. Couple of acrobatic catches. I think I used that word to describe that last play. I can't think of another because I'm still thinking about how good that play was. Alejandro Nunez holds back on a slider at the shoe tops, 1-0. Runners stand on the corners, 3 home, 2 out in the top of the eighth for Asheville. Fayetteville still has a healthy lead, 9-5, but Walker Janik represents the tying run in the on-deck circle. Almonte's 1-0, fouled off over the tourist's dugout and onto the third base concourse. Janik, if he were to bat, would be the ninth hitter of the inning, and I guess that's one of the big baseball debates, is nine hitters batting around or 10. Nunez spoils the 1-1 up the first baseline, 1-2. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Save the grade A stuff for the regular season, I suppose. Monte a pitch away from getting the Woodpeckers out of the inning with a four-run cushion. Here's his 1-2. In the dirt, Trujillo scoops it up and immediately pops to his feet to hold both base runners. Two balls and two strikes to Alejandro Nunez. Whitaker at third, Austin at first. Each of the first three tourists to bat all scored in the top of the eighth. Almonte's break-even offering. Big wave and a miss, strike three. Almonte pulls the string on the low breaking ball, and the Woodpeckers escape the inning with a healthy lead intact. Gonzalez started it off. Almonte finishes the job. And it's 9-5 Fayetteville as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Just use your mind.
And Bush out towards deep right field, back by the wall, a grand slam.
Some of the most fun I've had playing ball. So. Go Packer!
Woodpecker fans, at this time we'd like to welcome back to Segra Stadium, Will Bush.
All right, fans, anybody with a Woodpeckers ticket stub from tonight's game gets a free cheese curds upgrade tomorrow on their value baskets at Culver's.
This call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Taurus, number 35.
Fayetteville still has a lead, albeit a much smaller one, thanks to a three-run top of the eighth as Asheville starts to crawl back into this game. 9-5 the score as Max Holy leads off the inning, looking at a strike from the new reliever, Hudson Leach. An undrafted free agent signing out of Miami of Ohio. Spent a little bit of time in Fayetteville last year before finishing in Asheville, where he starts 2025. The 0-1, that's in there as well. Holy falls behind 0-2. Leach is still a young guy despite playing three seasons of college baseball at the Division I level. The 0-2 on the way. Holy late on the fastball, strike three. Leach enters, and immediately the fans, the first batter he faces, on the minimum. That turns the lineup card over. Hansel Villarreal up with nobody on, one out. Still 9-5, Fayetteville on top as Leach resets. His pitch on the way. Big wave and a miss, 98 on the stadium radar. Out of the tall right-hander.
Yeah, he put up some good velocity numbers on the backfields in West Palm Beach over the last month. Those player development accounts clocking him all the way up to 98, even 99.
This time he takes something off it at 91 and has Villarreal swinging and missing, nothing in two. Really says something when that's off speed. From the windup, the 0-2, Villarreal gets a piece of it and fouls it off the top of the net behind home plate. Leach started his college career in the Big East at Creighton. But after a couple years there, made the move to Miami of Ohio ahead of the 2023 season and ended up spending a year there before joining the Astros organization. Another 0-2. A wave and a miss. Got Villarreal out in front of the slider. Strike three. Two batters, two strikeouts. Hudson Leach comes out of the pen. He's firing BBs. Nobody on, two away as Cesar Hernandez digs in. 9-5 Fayetteville on top. Three outs away from a victory in this Oneville exhibition game. One last chance for insurance. Leach starts Hernandez out by painting the outside edge 0-1. Wouldn't be an immaculate inning despite Leach not throwing a ball yet due to the Villarreal foul balls. The 0-1. Hernandez late on another high 90s fastball. This one at 97, nothing and two. He's putting on the same show he did in Fayetteville, and if he flashes a fastball like that with that command, he might be rising quickly up the organization this year. Hernandez gets a piece of the 0-2 offering, and he stays alive.
Well, anytime you have a velocity uptick in an offseason the way Hudson Leach has, he was throwing 95, 96 last year when he had his first taste of pro ball. You have that velocity uptick, you're controlling it, you have some off speed. Yeah, you'll find yourself in double A or higher pretty quickly.
Another 0-2 to Hernandez. Check swing, call the full swing at home plate, strike three. Janik watches as Hernandez walks back to the dugout. No need to apply the tag. It's three up, three down, three Ks all swinging in Hudson Leach's return to Segra Stadium. Fayetteville finds themselves three outs away from a victory. We'll see if they can hold on when we come back. Top of the ninth is next on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Right into the biggest birthday party in Fayetteville. Make sure you come out to the ballpark on April 6th to help us celebrate Bunker's birthday. And stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases and Catch in the Outfield.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's too gross. Some stranger.
Will Almonte returns to the hill to close this one out. 9-5, Woodpeckers lead the Tourists as we head to the top of the ninth inning. And with that, Andrew Chapman takes over on the play-by-play. He'll take you the rest of the way tonight.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Fun first broadcast with you tonight. The Woodpeckers have led wire-to-wire at this point. Tourists starting to close in a bit with the 9-4 advantage. The leadoff man is Walker Janik, and DeWill Almonte gets the signs from Trujillo, the number two catcher tonight. Wine and pitch is a little bit outside for ball one. Eight tourist batters step to the plate in the eighth inning against Rafael Gonzalez and DeWill Almonte. Four of them came home to score on two total hits and have made it a little more interesting in the final frames. There's a pitch to the outside corner called strike one. 1-1 on Janik, who is hitless tonight, has not reached base. 0-for-4 with three punchouts. Here's the wind and the 1-1 tugged outside. And for Janik, that'll be the key for him. First, a full summer of high A baseball is just lowering that strikeout rate a bit. Batted sub 200 in his limited time with the Tourists last year. The 2-1 out in front at a curve. Two balls and two strikes. Portland, Texas native. Playing for a big league Texas organization. Almonte shakes off his catcher Trujillo, now has the sign he wants. His 2-2 is foul tipped to the screen, went low and inside with the pitch. I believe the game next year will be in Asheville, at least that's how it has been for the last 4 years of this exhibition game, alternating locations year after year. Asheville is undergoing some stadium renovations right now, so that could affect things, but 2-2. Just misses outside. Almonte thought he had it. Instead, it fills the count. It's pretty good shape to the curveball.
I hope they do play it in Asheville next year, especially with all that's happened throughout this offseason, Hurricane Helene. It'll be a great way to show that the city has recovered as well as they can.
The 3-2 payoff. Gets him swinging. High fastball takes care of Janik for out number one. Four strikeouts tonight for the first round pick. At least it's an exhibition game as he continues to tune up the swing before opening day. Almonte just went top shelf with it. And Janik well underneath it. So here comes Joseph Sullivan following the 12th strikeout for Fayetteville pitching. Almonte motions and fires. Sullivan sits back and takes a curve for strike one.
Asheville, on the other hand, their strikeout numbers are pretty good too. Fayetteville just matched them with 12 strikeouts.
Birmingham, Alabama native Sullivan looks at it low. 1-1.
That's a constant throughout the Astros organization. Great swing and miss stuff.
Yep, big strikeout numbers. Strikeouts and velocity. That's the name of the game now. Pitches up high. And a lot of organizations, that's their philosophy, at least at the lower minors. It's, hey, let's get you throwing hard. Let's get you a breaking ball, and we'll teach you the command once you get to about double A. We'll show you how to throw strikes a little more consistently. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And Sullivan with a sharp ground ball up the first baseline, backhanded by Trimble behind the bag, scampers over to first and takes care of Sullivan for the second out. A three unassisted has the Tourists down to their final chance of the evening. And it'll come down to their cleanup hitter, Christian Gonzalez. A reminder that April 6th, Sunday, 5:05 p.m., the Woodpeckers close opening weekend with a game against the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's Sunday Fun Day, presented by Magic 106.9. Following the game, kids can run the bases and families can play catch in the outfield. That's Sunday, 5:05, first pitch, April 6th. Here's Christian Gonzalez ready. First pitch. Breaking ball starts him out inside ball one. Almonte's done that a lot tonight, pitching backwards in the sequencing. First pitch breaking balls. Working with a pace is 1-0. And Gonzalez stays off another breaker. Missed down and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Good showing for Christian Gonzalez tonight. 2-for-4, and he'll be hoping to put together a full, healthy summer after missing the majority of 2022 and 2023. Pitch misses down, and it's 3-0. Gonzalez saw just over 30 games with the Woodpeckers during the 2021 season. 3-0 pitch. And he did have the green light. He swung at what would have been ball four. Almonte forced a breaking ball down to the dirt, gets to 3-1. Will Bush, he keep hoping he can get one more at bat in front of the late night Fayetteville crowd tonight. He's on deck. The wine in the 3-1. Hits the mitt for strike two. With a 91-mile-per-hour cutter right on the outer reaches of the strike zone against the righty Gonzalez. He's worked it full. Asheville down to their final strike in the Oneville exhibition, 9-5 Fayetteville. And here comes the wind and the payoff pitch. It shot foul towards the Fayetteville dugout.
I had a couple guys on high alert.
Got to keep your head on a swivel.
Can't tell who that is outside the dugout slightly, but he had to move.
Might be Schiavone, starting catcher tonight. So Almonte trying to close down the high A Taurus. Give him a single A victory. The payoff pitch is fisted in the air, out into center field. Valencia coming forward, camped underneath, makes the catch, and the Woodpeckers are the winners in the Oneville exhibition. They take care of the high A Asheville Taurus. 9-5, the final score, and the Woodpeckers will enter opening weekend on Friday night with a preseason W against the high A guys. A little bit of bragging rights until we do it all again in 2026. But a great cause tonight as baseball benefits those in need out in West North Carolina. And now these two sides will go their separate ways and begin a Carolina League season and a South Atlantic League calendar slate. It's high fives on the diamond for the first time in 2025 as the Woodpeckers walk off victorious. Stick around. We will have some post-game coverage for you right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network as we break down some final thoughts from this Oneville exhibition. Woodpeckers lead wire to wire. They win it by a 9-5 final. Back in a moment with the post-game wrap-up.
Fans, don't forget to join us back here on April 4th as we kick off the 2025 season against the Lynchburg Hillcats. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free magnet schedule courtesy of our friends at Governor's Institute. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. We'll be right back.
When your heart stays like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like a swamp, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling we're just getting started.
When the nights get colder and the rhythm starts to fall behind, just dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Then you say, I wanna dance, the music's got me going, and nothing I can stop how we move. Yeah, let's wake up close and live just like we're golden and rolling like we're dancing fools. We don't need to worry, cause when we're gone, we know how to dance.
Don't need to talk, just walk the walk tonight. Cause we
fans, once again, the take foul, 5 all change. Final score is Woodpeckers 9, Tourists 5. At this time, Woodpecker fans, please turn your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Ryan Zimmerman. It's Chappie and Zim.
Thanks so much, Ray. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside of the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. And thanks again so much for spending some of your Wednesday night with us, some exhibition baseball supporting a great cause. The Oneville battle goes to the Woodpeckers. The single A guys take care of business. 9-5 the final score. And Ryan, today the Woodpeckers, they led wire to wire. A 5-0 lead early on was enough to help carry them the rest of the way. Torres pressed a little late there, took advantage of a couple of walks. They singled, turned it into a 4-run affair, but DeWill Almonte closes it down, takes care of business. The Woodpeckers tonight, not only did they hit the ball well, they had 8 hits, a few for extra bases, but they played a clean defensive game, no errors, and they picked up a dozen strikeouts. So overall, a pretty promising showing for the Woodpeckers, who will officially start to tally the real stats come Friday night against Lynchburg.
A great showing in all three phases of the game tonight, Andrew. No matter what you look at, there were a lot of positives. So I think Woodpeckers fans have a lot to be excited about come Friday when they open the season against the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Well, baseball is here, everybody. A long wait between September when we were last with you and now April. The calendar turns, and we are ready for a summer full of fun here in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Again, it all begins on Friday night. We have a 3-game series for you prior to the Woodpeckers going on the road for a week, but we get the calendar started with 3 on Friday, 3 Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Lynchburg Hillcats. The Cleveland Guardians are in town, their affiliate. 7:05 on Friday and Saturday. First 1,000 fans in the park on Friday will get a cap giveaway. And on Sunday, a family fun day Sunday for a 5:05 first pitch. Kids can run the bases after the game and also get to enjoy post-game catch on the field. Friday night fireworks. We have so much in store. Make sure you go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Go to the promotional schedule to see everything we have for you on opening weekend and everything throughout April and the upcoming months on the calendar. Appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball the start of your week. We look forward to a great summer with you. And Ryan and I will be on with the call the entire way, calling all the action and all the big moments of the Woodpeckers season in 2025. Until then, we bid you farewell. 9-5, Woodpeckers take the Oneville exhibition home tonight, and they've got bragging rights until 2026. Thanks again for showing up, everybody. Hope to see you on opening weekend. Andrew and Ryan signing off from the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Good night.
She's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone. She's not coming home.